think.
Then it's time for our ceremonial first pitch. First up is Gavin, the PS95, accompanied by Janet Mizaba.
It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welko, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
Theo 1, Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut, a perfect 1-2-3 top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
From Maimonides Park on Coney Island in Brooklyn, New York, we wish you a very happy Thursday morning as we're getting you set for Brooklyn Cyclones baseball on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network. Today, game three of a six-game series between the Mets and Orioles High A affiliates, the Brooklyn Cyclones, and the Aberdeen Ironbirds. It is the inaugural game of our Education Day series here in 2024, celebrating STEM Day at the ballpark. So we've got a good crowd of students on hand. You peer out to the parking lot on our right. All you see is school buses and a little bit foggy, overcast day, but the sun doing its best to fight its way through on to the field below. For Brooklyn last night, a 6-2 loss. Ironbirds and Cyclones have split the first two games of this six-game set. And yesterday for Brooklyn, they did score a run in the second, a run in the third. But that was really the only offense they could muster as Aberdeen distributed their runs really throughout the course of the entire game. Felipe De La Cruz started for Brooklyn. The lefty went four innings, gave up three runs. Only one of them earned, but at the end of the day, just not enough offense. They make four errors defensively in the field as well, Justin. That certainly did not do them any favors en route to their first loss of this series.
Yeah, and it's become sort of a simple equation for Brooklyn so far this year. You score four runs, you win the game. They're 9-0 when they score four or more, and credit to Aberdeen for keeping the Brooklyn bats at bay last night. Cyclones fell behind 3-0 early, cut that deficit down to one, but really the turning point of the game, Tavian Josenberger taking Brett Banks deep in the sixth inning, a two-run shot out to right. Not an easy place for a left-handed batter to put one out, especially this early in the calendar year. But Aberdeen able to muster enough offense yesterday to come away with a victory, and offense should again be at a premium today with the pitchers on both sides scheduled to take them out.
Well, the offensive highlight was Nolan McLean's solo home run for Brooklyn, but again, just not quite enough to get the Clones over the hump from a hitting standpoint. You mentioned those pitchers today, Justin, and it is indeed a very good matchup we've got on hand for you here on this Thursday morning. Jonah Tong, the right-hander, making his high A debut for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Tong, who has, done nothing but throw pretty much scoreless baseball across 18 and two-thirds, four appearances with single-A St. Lucie, only one unearned run allowed all season. He's got a strikeout to walk ratio of 36-5. Justin, you and I had our eyes on him. This was someone who we figured it was only a matter of time until he was going to get the call to come up to the high A level, but that did indeed happen back on Monday, and we are very excited to have him in Brooklyn here as he looked to continue just his dazzling 2024 campaign on the Hill. On the flip side for Aberdeen, similar narrative, Moises Chasse, the right-hander, will make his third start and fifth overall appearance of the season for Aberdeen. And Chasse, someone who, again, so far up until this point this year, has been pretty darn good. 1-0 record, a 1.20 ERA. Somewhat of a hybrid starter slash reliever type guy, but whichever capacity he toes the slab, he has done the job so far for his manager Felipe Rojas Jr. and the rest of his Aberdeen squad. So here we are, game now 9 of 12 of this two-week homestand. We've got a Thursday matinee on hand for you. With each passing minute, more and more blue sky, but a little bit of a weird backdrop right now. The very tippy top of the Wonder Wheel is a little bit obstructed because of that fog, but that fog has certainly dissipated over the course of the morning. It was certainly a heck of a lot worse than it was an hour ago than it is right now. So continues to just get better and better. All things considered, supposed to be pretty nice today, at least temperature-wise. A hot one on hand on Coney Island. But right now, a little bit of a chill in the air with a slight breeze blowing in. We've got the Cyclones. We've got the Ironbirds, as somebody will take a 2-1 series lead after the conclusion of this one. We'll step aside. More coverage coming your way on the Cyclones pregame show, only on the Cyclone Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
GOAT.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but so there's so many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
We had no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
So Brooklyn and Aberdeen coming into play on Thursday afternoon with identical records. 12 wins, 11 losses for both the Mets and Orioles High A affiliates, each 2.5 games back of division leading. Right now, Greensboro and Hudson Valley tied atop the North Division of the South Atlantic League. Each of those two squads with 14 wins and 8 losses. Then you got Wilmington at 13-10, and then Aberdeen and Brooklyn both above 500. Tied for fourth. Very different narrative than the South Division right now, who only has two teams above 500 as things stand right now, Bowling Green and Rome, both of whom the Cyclones will be introduced to on the road over the course of the next couple weeks. Now it's time for this afternoon's starting lineups. First for the visiting Ironbirds at 12-11 overall on the season. This lineup, of course, pieced together by their skipper, Felipe Rojas Jr. Tavian Josenberger, a two-hit day yesterday. He leads off and plays second base. The minor league rehabber with major league experience, Nick Maton, had the day off yesterday. He's back in the lineup playing short and hitting second. The former UNC Tar Heel, Mac Horvath, he's the designated hitter in the three spot. Matthew Edsel, who is about as hot as you could possibly be offensively. Edsel cleans up and plays left field. He had three hits yesterday. Edsel, someone who just continues this absolute heater. He's got five straight multi-hit games, and today he bats cleanup. Elio Prado in center in the five spot. Then Jaylen Vasquez plays third and hits sixth. Douglas Hodo after him. He's the right fielder batting seventh. Randy Florentino, the catcher, hitting eighth after a day off yesterday. And Adam Retzbach slides over to first base, hitting ninth. So no Creed Willems, one of the top Orioles farmhands, in the lineup this afternoon for Aberdeen. And on the mound for the Ironbirds this afternoon, Moises Chassé, right-handed pitcher. Give you a full look at the numbers on Chassé. Four appearances, only two of them starts, though. We told you about that 1.20 ERA, a 1-0 record, 15 innings of work, 22 strikeouts to 11 walks. So Chassé, who struggled a little bit with Delmarva at the single-A level with the walks in particular, hasn't necessarily eliminated that problem altogether. Again, small sample size, only 15 innings, but he has issued 11 free passes over those 15 frames. One more time quickly for Aberdeen: Josenberger, Maton, Horvath, Edsel, Prado, and Vasquez, 4-5-6, and then Hodo, Florentino, and Retzbach, the final third. Now for the home Cyclones, also at 12-11. This lineup pieced together by their skipper, Gilbert Gomez. Wilfredo Lara back in the Brooklyn starting nine. He's the third baseman leading off. Ryan Clifford playing left field. He's in the two-hole. Clifford, who played left field yesterday and hit second. Same exact task for him this afternoon. Stanley Consuegra is the center fielder. He bats third. Nick LaRusso, the cleanup man, playing first base. Junior Tillian bats fifth. He mans second. Nolan McClade had a homer yesterday, and he's back in the lineup as the DH today, hitting sixth. Jeffrey De Los Santos will play in his second game with Brooklyn this season. He's the right fielder, hitting seventh. Christian Prejean's turn to do the catching. He hits eighth. And Kevin Villavicencio, who is on a five-game hitting streak, out of the nine spot, playing shortstop. Starting pitcher today for Brooklyn, it is Jonah Tong, the right-hander. Full look at the numbers for Tong, and of course all of these at the single-A level with the St. Lucie Mets. Much like his counterpart Chassé, four appearances, only two starts, 1-0 record, 18 and two-thirds innings, whole lot of donuts in the ERA column, 0.00, 36 strikeouts to 5 walks, and a sub-1 whip at 0.64. One more time for Brooklyn: Lara, Clifford, Consuegra atop the Cyclone batting order, then LaRusso, Tillian, McLean in the middle of the sandwich, and then De Los Santos, Prejean, and Villavicencio round out the Brooklyn nine. So Tong, someone who makes a highly anticipated debut. He wears number 33, wearing his home white Cyclone jersey. Cyclones are taking the field. We'll step aside for the national anthem here on our first Education Day, STEM Day at the ballpark, and a noon first pitch coming your way after the break.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the
code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but there's so many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Oh, thank you, Keith. Welcome back out to Coney Island. Cyclones and Ironbirds getting ready for Game 3 of this six-game series. Fog is still hanging high above the atmosphere right now. But the sun's shining, and the fog just high enough in the sky to keep this field playable on this Wednesday. Right now, 60 degrees, but in the sunshine, feels closer to the 70s on this Thursday afternoon. Jonah Tong making his High A and Cyclones debut here this afternoon for Brooklyn. Tong, just 20 years old, will not turn 21 until next month. 6'1", 180 pounds from Markham, Ontario, Canada. Tong, his first four appearances of the year, two starts at Single A St. Lucie. Hard to be any better than Jonah was, allowed just one unearned run during that span over 18 and two-thirds innings, seven hits, just five walks, and 36 strikeouts. Those 36 Ks tied for ninth most in all of minor league baseball. But what Tong has done is strike out guys in droves. Although the overall numbers just inside the top 10, he has the best strikeout rate, has punched out over 53% of hitters coming into play here today. That the best among qualifiers in minor league baseball. His strikeout-to-walk ratio also the best in minor league baseball. He has been outstanding, and he will get a chance to move up a level and make his debut here today. So it'll be Tavian Josenberger to lead things off for Aberdeen in the top half of the first. Josenberger ready. Tong is ready. The windup and our first pitch on this Thursday matinee is popped in the air left side. To his right is Via Vicencio into the left field turf. Makes the catch with two hands and a good start for Tong on Coney Island. One pitch and one out. Let's take a look at Brooklyn defensively. On this Thursday morning, left to right in the outfield, Ryan Clifford, Stanley Consuegra, and Jeffrey De Los Santos. As here is the minor league rehabbing Nick Maton. Lefty batter. Did not play last night. One for two with a walk on Tuesday. And Tong's fastball over at 92 for a called strike. Third to first around the infield, Wilfredo Lara, Kevin Villavicencio, Junior Tillian, and Nick LaRusso. With Christian Pregent behind the plate as the catcher. The 0-1 inside at 84. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Tong, last time out, that was a week ago in Daytona against the Tortugas. His final appearance in the Florida State League. It was a start, took a no decision. The 1-1. And Maton pulls his head out on the 92-mile-an-hour fastball. And it's 1-2. But Tong, a career-high six innings, no runs, two hits. No walks, struck out nine. Last two starts, 10 in the third innings, no walks, 15 punchouts. The 1-2. And Maton gets his hands up and slaps it foul. Third base way, it remains a ball at two strikes. Maton, guy with plenty of big league experience, 180 major league games between the Phillies and the Tigers over the last 3 years, acquired by the Orioles back in the offseason. The 1-2 from Jonah. A swing and a foul tip. Pregent couldn't hold on. And so Maton stays alive. Well, Maton started the year at AAA Norfolk. Played six games there. Went 6-for-17, a homer, five RBIs. From the third base side of the mound, the 1-2. Outside, 93-mile-an-hour fastball. And it's even at two balls and two strikes. Ball somehow was loose on the field just outside the batter's box in the direction of the Brooklyn dugout, and Gilbert Gomez came running out to grab it. The 2-2 from Tong, and Maton fouls off another fastball to stay alive. Tong, a strikeout rate of 52.9% coming into play here on Thursday afternoon. Matt Tugboat Wilkinson of Lynchburg, Guardians affiliate, is second. The 2-2. On the outside corner, strike three called. Welcome to Coney Island at Jonah Tong, his first Cyclone strikeout. One of a former major leaguer. So two down now in the top of the first inning. As Tong picks up his first K, that strikeout brought to you by BKFC. The Brooklyn Football Club bringing soccer to Coney Island in 2025. For more info, visit brooklynfootballclub.com. Matt Horvath, the batter, and the righty hitter takes outside and low. And the count 1-0. Tong with an over-the-top delivery. Horvath 0-for-5 last night. 1-for-9 in the series, hitting just .188 on the year. One homer, 11 runs batted in, though. The 1-0 from Tong. And a slider down and away. Two balls, no strikes. Fastball, slider, curveball, changeup, the four-pitch arsenal for Tong. Doesn't throw with immense velocity. We've seen him right around 92, 93 with the heater so far. The 2-0. And there's a called strike. 91 that time. It's 2-1. But one thing that makes his fastball so incredibly tough to hit is his induced vertical break. The 2-1. Outside corner again with a fastball. It's 2-2. But IVB measures how much a pitch resists gravity, and any fastball with 18 or more IVB is a plus pitch. And that's about every fastball Tong throws. The 2-2. Up and in again with the heater. And it's full three balls and two strikes. There's plenty that ends up in the 20-plus inch induced vertical break range. And the other thing that you've seen a lot of articles note about Tong so far this year is part of the reason he's throwing 92-93 is he's not pitching with max effort. The payoff pitch, just a bit high, ball four. And Horvath works a two out walk in the first base runner against Tong here on this Thursday. So now it is Matthew Etzel. Might have been bailed out a little bit there, was Horvath on that last call. Might have hit the top of the zone. Looking at the replay. So now it's Etzel. And he shows bunt, pops it in the air, third base side, and this is going to roll foul. It bounced in fair territory. Thought for a second it might bounce off the bag. But spun into foul ground, and Etzel will step back into the box with an 0-1 count. What a series, what a year for Etzel so far. 3-for-5 last night, 5-for-9 in the series. Has picked up multiple hits in five consecutive games. Coming into play here this afternoon, he is 12 for his last 19. Hitting at .360 on the year. Two homers, 13 RBIs. And a throwback to first. And Horvath dives in safely. You look at the SAL leaderboard coming into play today. Etzel second in the league in batting average, third in on-base percentage, fourth in slugging, second in OPS. The 0-1. And Etzel takes a breaking ball strike. And Tong ahead in the count quickly, 0-2. That fog trying to creep back in again off the Atlantic Ocean. Very hard to make out anything. Looking out beyond the right field wall where the sand meets the beach. The 0-2 pitch. Etzel flares one shallow left, coming on, diving, and no, staying upright. Thought Clifford was going to leave his feet there, but makes a beautiful running grab to take away a looping base hit from Etzel and keep Aberdeen off the scoreboard in the first. No runs, no hits. One man left on a walk at the end of a half an inning. Aberdeen nothing. Here comes Brooklyn on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now. Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Well, now time to see the Aberdeen end of this outstanding pitching matchup today. A couple of dueling 20-year-olds. Moises Chassé on the mound this afternoon for the Ironbirds. Chassé, the right-hander, 6'1", 213 pounds. He, like Tong, will turn 21 in June from La Guayra in Venezuela. The numbers for Chassé so far this year: his fifth appearance, his third start. 1-0 record, a 1.2 ERA. Does have one save out of the bullpen. 15 innings, just six hits allowed, but has walked 11 and struck out 22. Wilfredo Lara, the first man to face him, had off last night, did Lara. And the first pitch from Chassé, a 93-mile-an-hour fastball for strike one. Lara, 2-for-4, a double and a walk on Tuesday. Hitting at 233 in 11 games, a slider outside. It's even a ball and a strike. No homers and RBI for Lara so far this year. A 1-1 from Chassé, and this is a foul ball straight back. And the count 1-2. Chassé piggybacked off of Juan Nunez his last time out, so expect to see Nunez in relief today for Aberdeen. That's when Chassé earned the save, the 1-2. And Lara in the air, left center field, will hang up for Elio Prado in it to his right to make the grab. And Lara retired for the first out. Got his hands in, but not enough, as here comes Ryan Clifford. Clifford, 1-for-4 last night, has reached in six straight games, hitting at 239. A homer, six runs batted in, a 770 OPS. And the first pitch to Cliff, a fastball down and in at 94. It's 1-0. Defensively behind Chassé today, left to right in the outfield, Matthew Etzel, Elio Prado, and Douglas Hodo III, the 1-0. Up and away, two balls and no strikes. Third to first around the infield, Jalen Vasquez, Nick Maton, Tavian Josenberger, and Adam Retzbach. 2-0. Up and in, three balls and no strikes. Randy Florentino serving as the catcher today. Clifford leads the league in walks. Fourth in the league in on-base percentage coming into this afternoon. The 3-0 is high ball four, and Clifford's on base yet again. League-leading 23rd free pass of the year for Ryan Clifford. And his on-base streak has stretched to seven. And Brooklyn one-on-one out for Stanley Consuegra. Consuegra 1-for-4, a double, a run scored last night. Hitting at 216, a homer, nine RBIs. And the righty comes home, and Consuegra out in front. Off-speed pitch that time from Chassé. It's 0-1. Chassé, like Tong, is not on the Orioles' top 30 prospect list yet. The 0-1 is a fastball strike, and it's 0-2. I think both those guys going to be two of the highest risers in each organization when those midseason prospect rankings start to get funneled out by Baseball America and MLB Pipeline. The 0-2. And Consuegra off the hands. Stays alive with a two-strike count. And Chassé, recognized by Baseball America, one of the 10 prospects outside of the top 100 in baseball that have caught their attention. As Consuegra takes high, it's one ball and two strikes. And that fastball-slider-changeup combination has been what has caught everybody's eyes. But that changeup has also been part of what has made it Chassé so effective. The 1-2 to Stanley. There's the changeup down and away. Bottom falls out of it. But Stanley stays off. It's two balls and two strikes. The slider, it's a lot of spin, 27 to 2,900 RPMs. The 2-2. Just a bit high, 94-mile-an-hour heater. And Consuegra stays alive, 3-2. Very similar to the pitch that ended up being ball four from Jonah Tong to Matt Horvath. Not giving the high strike early as Connor Kroll. The payoff pitch, and Consuegra on the ground to third. Could be two. Or Vasquez on to second for one. No, ball gets away from Tavian Josenberger and rolls into right field. We'll see who the error is applied to, if it's on the throw or on the missed catch by Josenberger. But looked like a stung ground ball to third that could potentially be an inning-ending double play. And instead, Brooklyn with runners at first and second and one out. It'll be a error on the second baseman, Josenberger, for the missed catch. And the first pitch, LaRusso fouled away. And the count 0-1. LaRusso, another RBI last night. 1-for-4 in that ball game. The 0-1 from Chassé, a ground ball back up the middle past the pitcher, fielded at second by Josenberger. On to second for one. Maton, a first double play, inning over. Well, Aberdeen nearly got an inning-ending double play two pitches prior, but if at first you don't succeed, try and try again. And this time, a 4-6-3 twin killing retires the side. No runs and no hits. One error and one left. At the end of one, no score on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
From the day's first pitch to the night's final out, MLB Network sets the stage for fans every day.
So it'll be interesting to watch what happens here
all season long. See the players who are making a statement.
Hey, let's check out the board, folks.
With live games every week.
Inside the park we go.
Cutting-edge baseball chatter, plus highlights, analysis, and live look-ins on MLB Tonight. MLB Network, the game is the star.
Top of the second inning, Jonah Tong back to work here in his Cyclones debut, calling all kids, especially on this Education Day. Only thing better than curling up with a good book is getting free tickets to see the Cyclones for doing it. All kids 18 and under are invited to join our Home Run Readers program presented by Sledgehouse Media. All you have to do is read four books in your free time, tell us about them, and you'll get two free tickets to a 2024 Cyclones home game. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/enrichment. First pitch of the second inning, fouled back by Elio Prado. And the count, no balls and a strike. Prado, Vasquez, Hodo. 5-6-7 due up for Aberdeen here in the second inning. Prado had a couple of RBIs last night. The 0-1 in the air, right center field. Back into his right, Jeffrey De Los Santos turns around and he can't make the catch. Dropped by De Los Santos in right field. Prado ends up at second base. And you wonder how much of De Los Santos being unable to corral that fly ball was due to the hanging fog over the outfield here on this Wednesday, or rather Thursday afternoon. It'll be a two-base error on De Los Santos, not a natural outfielder. And a bad break for Tong on what very likely could have been a casual fly ball to start the inning. So just like that, a runner in scoring position with nobody out. And Jalen Vasquez takes high for ball one. Vasquez 1-for-3 last night. 3-for-6 in the series. Hitting at 304, a homer, 8 RBIs. A 1-0, and Vasquez off the end of the bat, a foul ball. Evens up at a ball and a strike. Brooklyn wearing the home whites today. Cyclones across the chest in red. Red numerals front and back, gold and black border. Navy cap, navy bill. Now wide old English B, the red interlocking C on the front. The 1-1 to Vasquez. Downstairs at 87. Might have been the curveball that time. And 2-1 now on the former 20th round pick out of North Greenville University. Started his college career at South Carolina in the SEC. The 2-1 off the hands of Vasquez. And the count even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. But Tong, a well-traveled man, as we mentioned, grew up in Markham, Ontario, Canada, played for the Toronto Mets youth baseball team going up in Ontario. No relation to the New York Mets, but maybe a little bit of foreshadowing for what was to come for Jonah in his professional future. The 2-2. Curveball just a bit high. A slow Ephus-looking style pitch at 72. But Vasquez doesn't offer. And it's full 3 balls and 2 strikes. Prado leads off second. Here's the payoff pitch. In the air down the left field line. A souvenir. And it stays 3-2 on Vasquez. But Tong went to Bill Crothers Secondary School in Markham, Ontario. But moved down to the Georgia Premier Academy in Statesboro, Georgia for his final year of high school ball. The payoff just inside ball 4. Couldn't quite nick the inside corner with a fastball. And so a couple of walks given up by Tong in the early going. And Aberdeen with 2 on and nobody out for Douglas Hodo III. Hodo, 0-for-2, walked a couple of times, stole a base last night. 1-for-6 in his return to Aberdeen. Overall this year hitting .200 between here and Delmarva. 2 homers and 5 RBIs. Good opportunity for Aberdeen here in the second as Hodo attacks the first pitch. And this one sent down a play towards the first base parking lot. And it's no balls and a strike. But Tong, after his final year of high school ball, then moved on to Frederick, Maryland, participated in the MLB Draft League coming out of high school. The 0-1 pitch and a fastball high. It's a ball and a strike. They made 4 appearances, 3 starts, playing against older competition in the draft league. He's a teammate on that Frederick Keys squad. 1-1. Slider down and away. It's 2 balls and a strike. Two and one the count. The pitch to Hodo, a fastball on the inside corner at 90. And the count even up at 2 balls and 2 strikes, but was a teammate of Aberdeen's starter tomorrow, Zachary Fruit, and was also a teammate of the man whose rotation spot he took here in Brooklyn, Jordan Gieber. The 2-2, and he struck him out swinging. Pulled the string on the changeup. Second strikeout this afternoon for Tong. And there's one away in the second inning for Randy Florentino. So a big punch out for Tong. And now a ground ball can get him out of trouble. As Florentino will be the batter. Came on as a pinch hitter for Nick Maton on Tuesday. And he swings through the first pitch fastball. 92 that time from Jonah. And it's no balls and a strike. Florentino hitting at 269, 7 for 26, three runs batted in. The 0-1, broken back ground ball right side. Underneath the glove of the first baseman, LaRusso, and into right. Here comes Prado to the plate. The throw from De Los Santos comes into third, not in time. It's an RBI single for Randy Florentino, his fourth RBI of the year. It'll be an unearned run against Tong, but Aberdeen takes a 1-0 second inning lead. Just a seeing eye ground ball off the bat of Florentino underneath the backhand of LaRusso and just to the left of the second baseman, Tillian. De Los Santos trying to get that runner going first to third, could not. And now Aberdeen with men at the corners in a 1-0 lead for Adam Retzbach. And the righty comes home, and Retzbach swings through the pitch up in the zone at 89. And the count 0-1. Retzbach, 0-4 yesterday, snapped his 7-game on-base streak. Just 6-43 at the plate to start the year, the 0-1. Foul ball to the right, it's 0-2. No homers, four RBIs for the former Lehigh University Mountain Hawk. Tong from Canada, as we mentioned, spent his final year of high school in Georgia, played for the Frederick Keys before the Mets drafted him. And if the Mets didn't draft him, he was committed to play his college ball at North Dakota State. As Tong takes high, it's a ball and two strikes now on Retzbach. So Tong making the trip now to Coney Island in New York City after starting the year in Florida. So getting a chance to travel all over the Eastern Seaboard. The 1-2. Anthony, strike three called. Got him on 86 at the bottom of the zone. And there's the third strikeout for Tong today. Two down in the second and back to the top of the lineup in Tavian Josenberger. Josenberger pop up to shallow left. His first time up was run down by the shortstop Via Vicencio. Josenberger, couple of hits last night, including the two-run shot to right off Banks in the sixth. Righty comes home, and the former Arkansas Razorback takes a called strike. And the count 0-1. Good athletic family, Josenberger's dad, Dion Andre, former college hoop star at Fort Hays State. Runner goes from first, the 0-1, hit on the ground a second. Staying down on it, Tillian, and the easy toss to first in time retires the side. Aberdeen does pick up a run against Tong. However, it'll be another unearned tally given up by the 20-year-old right-hander. We're through one and a half. Still a 1-0 Aberdeen lead on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, every Friday night home game with the Brooklyn Cyclones is a mouth-watering adventure with our Taste of Brooklyn series. Devour chili-dusted tortilla chips and fire-roasted salsa, Nathan's famous hot dogs, and a rotating selection of fan-voted best ballpark foods, plus exclusive dishes from local Brooklyn restaurants. And for dessert, a delightful donut hole bar. Join us at the all-new patio party at the hot corner along the third base line. It's the perfect spot to enjoy the game and indulge in Brooklyn's best bites. Tickets are just $55. Don't miss the ultimate Friday night out with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park. Grab your tickets now by logging on to brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Amazing starts here.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
So Jonah Tong gives up a run, but his ERA still at zero on the year as the drop fly ball in right allows Aberdeen to take a 1-0 lead. 5-6-7 new up for Brooklyn. Junior Tillian, Nolan McLean, Jeffrey De Los Santos, the three scheduled to bat against Moises Chassé here in the second. Junior Tillian to lead things off. Out in front of the changeup, 79 down and away. And the count, no balls and a strike. Tillian, five-game hitting streak, has hit in all five games he's played during the homestand. The 0-1. Slider outside. And the count even. And a ball and a strike. Tillian hitting at a .194, 12 for 62. No homers, four batted in as he takes up and away. Two balls and a strike. 5 for 17 in the homestand is Junior. With a couple runs batted in. The 2-1. Another high fastball. Three balls and a strike on Tillian. Bottom of the 12 o'clock hour in the East. Johnny Gadamowicz with us. I'm Justin Rock. Happy to have you on board on this Thursday matinee, the 3-1. And Tillian in the air to left. Going back is Edsel, backpedaling in front of the warning track, makes the catch. And Tillian retired for the first out of the second. Stung it well, just not quite well enough to get it over the outfielder's head and quite barrel it up. And now here is Nolan McLean. McLean has continued his assault on South Atlantic League pitching. Another home run last night. Three homers, seven RBIs. And he pulls one on the ground foul up the third baseline. It's 0-1. McLean hitting at 243, 9 for 37. A 922 OPS. He's reached in all 10 games as a position player. And he takes outside, fastball at 94. It's even a ball and a strike. Former Orioles draftee, third round in 2022 was McLean, but did not sign. Went back to Oklahoma State. Mets took him in the third round last year as he takes high. And the count, two balls and a strike. So McLean could have very easily been on the other side in this matchup. The Cyclones and Mets glad he's wearing the home whites today. The 2-1. On the ground off the end of the bat, right side. To his left is Josenberger. And a step onto the outfield turf throws out McLean for the second out. Aberdeen this afternoon, the Powder Blues. Gray pants tonight, wore the powder blue pants yesterday. Ironbirds across the chest, white script, white numerals front and back with an orange border. Brings up Jeffrey De Los Santos. De Los Santos, 0 for 2 in his 2024 Cyclones debut on Tuesday. He takes a strike one at 83 that time from Chassé. De Los Santos did have an RBI and a walk on a sack fly. Out in front of the off-speed. And Chassé jumps ahead quickly 0-2. Was 3 for 18 in four minor league rehab games at Single-A St. Lucie. Reinstated off Brooklyn's seven-day IL on Monday. The 0-2 from Chassé. 94 up and in. A ball and two strikes now. De Los Santos, just 20 years of age, won't turn 21 until the end of the month. Third baseman Vasquez off the line, the 1-2. De Los Santos in the air, center field, coming on Prado, and he'll have to play it on a bounce. And there is De Los Santos' first hit of the year as a Brooklyn Cyclone. Had 1-1 game last year in a cup of coffee back in August. And De Los Santos, Brooklyn's first base hit, 1-on, 2-out. For Christian Preachin. First start of the series for the Daytona Beach native. Preachin last played on Saturday, went 0 for 3 with a walk before being lifted for a pinch runner in the eighth inning. Has reached in four straight games. And a throwback to first, and Jeffrey dives back safely. Preachin 4 for 30 at the plate. No home runs, two runs batted in. 1-0 Aberdeen, 1-on, 2-out, bottom of the second inning. And a first-pitch fastball funneled past the barrel of Preachin. Up and in, and the count is 0-1. Preachin, 10th-round pick of the Mets last year out of Stetson in DeLand, Florida. The 0-1 swing through a high fastball at 94. And again, Chassé, it jumps ahead, no balls and two strikes. Preachin. No stranger. The man at first base today for Aberdeen was teammates with Adam Retzbach in the NECBL, the 2022 Vermont Mountaineers. The 0-2. high, a ball and two strikes. Always fun to see those different connections between teams, especially since so many guys now playing different travel ball leagues as amateurs, different collegiate summer ball leagues as well. A lot of chances for guys to cross paths. Another throw to first, and De Los Santos dives back. The fog continuing to stroll in from beyond the right and center field walls. The top of the Thunderbolt roller coaster behind the center field batter's eye, almost entirely obscured. Runner goes, 1-2, bounced foul towards the third base coach's box. And it remains at 1-2. The top of the parachute jump just behind Brooklyn's right field bullpen, completely enveloped by that hazy fog. Can barely make out the far end of the boardwalk. Right behind the backyard and right. One on, two out. The 1-2. Fastball at 94, strike three called. And the side retired. So Moises Chassé works around a two-out base hit and picks up his first strikeout of the ball game. We are through two. It is 1-0 Aberdeen. Johnny Gadamowicz will take over the reins when we come back on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
We welcome you back out to Maimonides Park. No score, or rather should say, pardon me, 1-0 Aberdeen, our score, as we go to the top of the third. Alongside Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. Justin and I swapping out, handling public address duties today here at the ballpark. So the fans on hand here get to hear Justin. And now I'll handle the broadcast for the next couple innings. Jonah back out for his third inning of work, and his first pitch is fouled away by Nick Maton. 0-1. So Aberdeen scratches one across in the top of the second. Nothing offensively doing for Brooklyn so far. Each squad with only one hit up until this point. Oh, one. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball from the right-hander Tong. And it's 0-2 to Maton. Maton, a guy who does have major league experience. This technically a minor league rehab assignment for him. But he did play in 93 games in the big leagues a season ago with the Detroit Tigers. Only hit .173, though. Tong ahead 0-2. The right-hander winds and fires. Misses down and in towards the cleats. One ball and two strikes. Five games with AAA Norfolk for Maton. Did hit .353 during that stint. 1-2. Misses a little bit low, and it's two balls, two strikes to the lefty swinging Aberdeen shortstop. 2-3-4 due up in the frame here for the Ironbirds. Maton, Horvath, and then Etzel working against the right-hander Jonah Tong, making his Brooklyn debut. Plenty of motion in that delivery. 2-2, flared in the air off the hands, foul. Third base side, and the count remains two balls and two strikes. Well, we told you off the jump of the broadcast about just how spectacular of a start Jonah Tong is off to 18 and two-thirds. No earned runs coming into play today. 2-2. Maton takes a little bit outside, just off that outer edge with the breaking ball. And it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yeah, the run that Tong has allowed today, also unearned due to an error in right field committed by Jeffrey De Los Santos. Bases empty. Nobody out. 1-0 Aberdeen. Here's a payoff. Scorched in the air to dead center field. Stanley Consuegra fighting the fog. Camps underneath and reaches up to make the catch for out number one. Second time today that Tong retires Maton. And now Mac Horvat's turn to come to bat. But Tong's someone who really just could not have gotten out to much of a better start at the single-A level. 53% strikeout rate. That's the third highest in all of the minors. First toss. Horvat takes a called strike on the outer edge, and it's nothing and one. But part of the reason Tong's so deceptive and so adept at keeping runs off the board so far this season is because of that fastball. A one. Misses outside. 1-1 to the righty swinging Horvath. Tong, not necessarily someone who's going to dial it up to the upper 90s consistently, although he has reportedly topped out at 97 this season. Hovers more around 93, 94. 1-1. Check swing. He fooled him on a changeup below the zone. 1-2. But plenty of ride on that heater for Tong. 20 inches of IVB, induced vertical break. Tong ready to deal a 1-2 on the way. Called strike three on the outside corner. He got him. Just dotted that fastball on the outer black. And Jonah Tong has his fourth strikeout through 2 2/3. Bases empty, two away for Matthew Edsel. Aberdeen leading 1-0 here, top three. Johnny Gadamowicz with you. Yeah, anything above 18 inches of IVB is technically considered a plus pitch. You combine that with the fact he's got a 44% whiff rate. Pretty good. First pitch to Edsel. Called strike on the fastball. Tucked on the inside corner. And it's nothing and one to the lefty swinging Aberdeen cleanup man. Edsel 0-for-1 today. He has been a tough out as of recently. Righty arm on lefty bat. 0-1. Edsel waves and misses over the top of a bending breaking ball. And it's nothing and two. For Matthew Edsel, coming into play this afternoon. 5 straight multi-hit games, 12 for his last 19. A homer, 3 doubles, a triple, 6 runs, only 1 strikeout. Doing everything right over the course of the past couple weeks. 0-2. Edsel pokes it foul out of play down the left field line into the seats. And the count will remain 0-2. So Brooklyn in the home half will send 9-1-2 up to bat. Kevin Villavicencio, Wilfredo Lara, then Ryan Clifford as they try to pull even here down 1-0 on this Thursday matinee. Happy Education Day, STEM Day. 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Looping curve from Tong, 73-mile-an-hour curveball, and he got Edsel gone fishing for that one. A 1-2-3 top of the third for Jonah Tong. Let's go to the home half. Brooklyn trailing 1-0. On Pally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclones Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
Oh, Stanley Consuegra due up fourth in this bottom of the third from Maimonides Park. Aberdeen leading Brooklyn 1-0 on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network. Alongside Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. Brooklyn sends 9-1-2 up to bat here in the bottom of the third. Kevin Villavicencio, Wilfredo Lara, then Ryan Clifford. Moises Chasse, the Aberdeen right-hander, back out for his third frame of work. Has only given up one hit up until this point. A two-out single in the second. First toss, Villavicencio takes a fastball high. 93 on the gun from Chasse, 1-0. Five-game hitting streak for Kevin. 1-0 to him. Villavicencio takes a breaking ball. Called strike, just clipped the lower portion of the zone. And it's 1-1. Villavicencio 8 for his last 27. A double, triple, couple ribbies during that span. 1-1. Villavicencio smacks it on the ground. What a play at third by Vasquez, reaching up to snare it out of thin air off the high hop and then throw it over to first in time for out number one. Now back to the top for Wilfredo Lara, Brooklyn leadoff man. 0-for-1 today, flying out to center first time through. Aberdeen infield playing back. First pitch, Lara fooled, went around on a half-hearted swing. 0-1. Lara at 233, no homers, only one RBI this season, but he has scored 9 runs. 0-1. Lara takes off the outer edge, 1-1, more of a table setter type role for the Brooklyn third baseman, who has occupied the leadoff spot more often than not when he is featured in the lineup. 1-1. Foul back towards us, up over our heads and out of play, and it's 1-2. So for Chasse, someone who has really hit the ground running to start his 2024 campaign. Tall right-hander, 15 innings, a 1.20 ERA to begin the season. Ahead on Lara, 1-2. Here's the pitch. Lara pokes it on the ground right to the shortstop, Maton. Barely had to move. Up with it and over to first for out number two. So two ground outs for Moises Chasse to begin his bottom of the third inning. And now it's bases empty, two away for Ryan Clifford. Clifford starting to heat up a little bit at the plate. 5 for his last 14. Batting average at 239. Righty arm on lefty bat pitch. Clifford takes a backdoor breaking ball for a strike. Just painted that outside black. 0-1. For Chasse, wasn't always an easy go-around. 0-1 misses down and into Clifford. Ball and a strike. Someone who signed out of Venezuela back in 2019. You're a wind back to last year in single-A Delmarva. He struggled. 1-1. Clifford swings over the top of a changeup, and it's 1-2. ERA of 4.5, 53 walks in 68 innings. The control was certainly an issue for the right-hander. Issuing those free passes, and unfortunately for his sake, hasn't fared much better at high A. 1-2 misses down and into Cliff. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Entering play today, 11 walks across 15 innings of work. Has only issued one free pass today, though, and it came to the man in the lefty batter's box right now. 2 balls, 2 strikes, pitch. Clifford takes a called strike, 3 on the outer edge, and very slowly makes his way back to the Brooklyn dugout on the first base side. Second punch out of the afternoon for Chasse. We're through 3 in Brooklyn, 1-0 Aberdeen on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink, every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard, right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast, because pricing for baseball you can drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer, because amazing starts here.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable.
Hey, Jim.
For helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
We go to the top of the fourth from Maimonides Park. Aberdeen leading 1-0. Jonah Tong back out for his fourth inning of work. And his first pitch is a changeup on the outside corner for strike one to the righty hitting Elio Prado. Aberdeen leading 1-0. Tong hides his eyes behind the mitt. Now the 0-1 home. Prado swings and hits it in the air foul. Right-hand side and out of play. And Tong ahead 0-2. Aberdeen got their lone run in the top of the second inning on an RBI single from their catcher, Randy Florentino. Each squad only has one base hit up until this point. Both pitchers, Tong and Chasse, have been solid. Here's an 0-2. Poked foul, out of play again. No balls and two strikes. So Jonah Tong, someone whose pitching journey has taken him numerous places over the course of his career. Initially from Toronto, Ontario. Into his wind, 0-2 toss, hit down the right field line, but hooking foul out towards the parking lot, and it will remain no balls and two strikes. But Tong played most of his high school career in his native country before transferring it down to the state of Georgia for senior year. 0-2, swinging a line drive, right center field, dropping quickly, and it drops in front of the right fielder, Jeffrey De Los Santos, a leadoff single for Elio Prado. He transferred to Georgia Premier Academy, where he pitched his senior year. Was slated to go to North Dakota State University following that season, but after a brief stint of the MLB Draft League's Frederick Keys, Mets took him in the seventh round back in 2022. One on, nobody out. Here's Jaylen Vasquez pitch. Vasquez takes a fastball for a strike. 0-1 to the lefty swinging third baseman. Vasquez reached his only other time up so far today on a walk. Made it as far up to third, but was left there. Tong from the stretch, set at his stomach, 0-1. Fouled back, 0-2. So Tong continues to get ahead early in counts. Had the chance to catch up with Jonah yesterday. Keep an eye on our social media channels for that feature piece airing at some point in the coming days. But he said that's been a really focal point of his mindset, try to attack early. He's certainly done that so far today. See what he does here ahead 0-2. Small lead for Prado off the first base bag. LaRusso holds him on, and the pitch. In the dirt, runner goes. Throw down is a good one. Not in time, though. Slightly offline to the right. Elio Prado nabs second base. Pregent did everything he could to time it up properly. The shortstop, Kevin Villavicencio, hauled it in cleanly and did apply the tag. But they say Prado just got underneath it. And a runner in scoring position with nobody out here for Jaylen Vasquez. Vasquez brand new to this Aberdeen squad. 1-2, wave and a miss. pulled the string on a very good changeup. Strikeout number 5 for Jonah Tung. And there's one away here in the top of the fourth. We've seen Tung really complement that mid-90s fastball with some very dangerous soft stuff, too. And that time, he fooled Vasquez. Now Douglas Hodo, runner on second, one gone. Pitch misses down and away, gets all the way to the backstop, and advancing to third without a throw is Prado. It'll be a wild pitch issued against Jonah Tung, and now Aberdeen is a deep fly ball away from doubling their lead, perhaps. So Prado up to third. That'll bring the infield in with only one away. The play is to home. Righty-righty matchup. 1-0 from Tung. Misses downstairs. 2 balls, no strikes. Jonah also sharing with us yesterday that tends to be a bit quirky, believe was the word he used, animated on the mound. Not afraid to show you how he's feeling. 2-0. Misses a little bit outside, ball 3, and you can see just in the body language right now a little bit after issuing that wild pitch. Those shoulders slumped a little more so than they were through the first couple of frames. Infield remains in, 3 balls, no strikes, pitch. Misses low, ball 4. So a 4-pitch walk, including a wild pitch, issued by Tung. That'll put men on the corners with still only one gone for the catcher, Randy Florentino, who has one of Aberdeen's 2 hits today. So the middle infield will move back. Double play depth with a runner on first now. Dan McKinney, Brooklyn pitching coach, out of the dugout on the first base side to have a chat with his starting pitcher. Christian Pregent, Brooklyn's catcher, also involved in this conversation. So Florentino will be the next man to bat. Foggy day here in Brooklyn, so much so to a point where you really can't see the tippy top of the Thunderbolt roller coaster as far as the parabola just before the big drop or the loop-de-loop right after it. As for the parachute jump just beyond the right field foul pole, you can't see the top of that whatsoever. Once you get about halfway up, it just vanishes. So a gloomy Thursday afternoon here on Education Day. STEM Day, part of our Education Day series over the course of the 2024 season. It was great to have a News 12 meteorologist on hand pregame, giving a nice lesson to all the students on hand about staying safe under the sun over the course of the summer. So Florentino digs in, first pitch, runner takes off for second, but it's fouled back. He'll need to retreat. Nothing in one. Florentino, a lefty hitting catcher. Aberdeen, only 2 base hits today. The only run Jonah Tung has surrendered up until this point is an unearned run. He is ahead here, 0-1. The righty fires. Fouled back, and ahead 0-2. Adam Retzbach on deck. Game 3 of the 6-game set. 2 teams split the first two. Ironbird 6-2 winners yesterday. Brooklyn took it 9-2 on Tuesday night. Identical records coming into play. 0-2. Hit in the air down the left field line. Hooking foul and out of play. Thankfully out of play for Ryan Clifford's sake, because that outfield right now is a bit hazy. Sure, it's no easy task tracking down what would be an otherwise routine fly ball. That fog rolling in off the water. Tung ahead, 0-2. Set at the belt, and the pitch. Broken bat, flare into shallow right. De Los Santos in. It's the second baseman, Tillian, who makes the catch and throws to first to double up the runner. Oh, Douglas Hodo, not sure what he was doing there. Thought for sure it was going to drop. Instead, Tillian doubles him up to retire the side. So Aberdeen puts men on the corners with only one out, but they come up empty-handed in the top of the fourth. Let's go to the home half. Brooklyn down 1-0 on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network. Yeah.
This summer, pivot your Sunday plans and get ready for an unforgettable Friends Night at the ballpark. Could we be any more excited? Be one of the first 1,000 fans through the gates and snag your exclusive Cyclones How You Doin' shirt, because who doesn't want to channel their inner Joey? If you're more of a Monica, organize your group because we've got the ultimate ticket package. Enjoy your coffee or tea and a Central Perk mug included alongside your shirt. Take it a notch higher with our Friends Brunch Package. Dive into a 2-hour buffet, unlimited drinks, and yes, you get to keep the shirt and mug. It's like Thanksgiving with Joey, but with less turkey and more fun. So whether you're a Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, or Phoebe, don't miss out on Friends Night. It's your chance to live the nostalgia, enjoy great baseball, and who knows, maybe your lobster is waiting at the ballpark. Learn more by calling the Cyclones at 718-372-5596 or by logging on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Three, four, five. The big boys do up for the Cyclones as we go to the bottom of the fourth. Brooklyn trailing Aberdeen 1-0. Stanley Consuegra, Nick LaRusso, and then Junior Tillian. The first three to bat for Gilbert Gomez's Cyclones. With Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. Moises Chasse, Aberdeen starter, back out for his fourth frame. First toss hits Consuegra. Stanley tried his best to lean out of the way of it, but just caught that forearm. And Consuegra now has completely departed the batter's circle. He's simply just walking it off, hands on his hips, right atop the Maimonides Health logo directly behind the batter's circle. So Gilbert Gomez, Brooklyn manager, out to check on his center fielder and make sure Stanley is okay to remain in this ball game. It was an off-speed offering from Chasse, if that's any solace, but certainly one that could leave a bruise come tomorrow morning for Stanley, who now slowly is walking his way down the first base line. Gilbert Gomez and Brooklyn bench coach John Vaughn involved in this conversation. It will be a runner on first with nobody out for the Cyclones, who up until this point have yet to put the first batter of an inning on base. But now they can say they've done that. Consuegra all good to go, still very gingerly. Walks right over that first base pillow, continuing to have a chat with John Vaughn, Brooklyn bench coach and first base coach. He pats him on the back, and Stanley puts the helmet back on, all good to go. So one on, nobody out. Here's a righty swinging Nick LaRusso. First pitch to him. LaRusso waves and misses over the top of a breaking ball for strike one. Aberdeen leading 1-0 here, bottom four. Cyclones only have one base hit so far this afternoon. Came off the bat of Jeffrey De Los Santos. A one from Chasse. LaRusso takes a called strike, 93 on the gun from the right-hander. And Nick will need to get defensive now behind 0-2. Three-game hitting streak for the former Maryland Terrapin. He's also hit safely in eight of his last nine. 0-2 in the dirt. LaRusso wisely watched it go by. One ball and two strikes. Stanley Consuegra off of first base does have plenty of speed, but only one swiped bag for him so far this season in game number 25. Chasse works from the stretch. Belt set, twist, and a toss over to first. Consuegra dives back, gets that right hand underneath the tag safely. And now the attention can shift towards a 1-2 delivery to Nick LaRusso. LaRusso at 295, two homers, 14 ribbies. Chasse nods the affirmation. 1-2. LaRusso swings and misses at a high heater for strike three. Chasse reared back and gave him 93 upstairs. LaRusso's eyes got real big, but he could not put it in play. Big strikeout for Moises Chasse. One away and a runner on first here in the bottom of the fourth. Still 1-0 Aberdeen. Only three combined hits in this baseball game. Aberdeen's got two, Brooklyn one. First pitch to Junior Dillian, a fastball that sits just off the outer black, 1-0. So Moises Chassé, a 2019 free agent signee by the Orioles organization. 1-0, runner takes off. Breaking ball misses high. Throw down, wide right. Trickles into shallow right center. And Consuegra springs up and makes his way to third with no play. So Brooklyn has a runner 90 feet from scoring. That is the tying run. And 2-0 the count now on Nick LaRusso. Does go down as an E2 issued against the Aberdeen catcher, Randy Florentino. Infield will come in. All four of them practically playing where brown turf meets green turf. 2-0. Dillian smacks it on the ground off a high hop. The shortstop, Maton, on a backhand, throws over to first for out number two. Consuegra staying put at third. So a nice job by Chassé to induce the ground ball, and a better job by Maton to quickly glance in Consuegra's direction at third, but he didn't have all the time in the world. Knew he had to hurry, so threw it over to first. So runner on third, two gone for Nolan McLean. Two-way player. Pitch. McLean takes a fastball right down the heart. 0-1. Well, McLean yesterday left the ballpark, hit his third home run of the season. Brooklyn only has 11 so far. McLean asks for time, wearing number 12 on his home white Cyclones jersey. Cyclones in red across the chest, gold trim on those numbers and letters front and back. 0-1. McLean takes down and away, one ball, one strike. Aberdeen wearing, in my opinion, some of the nicest jerseys the South Atlantic League has to offer. Those baby blue, Tar Heel blue, whatever you want to call it. Jerseys with the orange trim, white numbers and letters, front and back, gray pants. 1-1. McLean takes in the dirt. Two balls and one strike. Feels like it doesn't matter what team it is, but any team that's going to sport that shade of that sky blue is going to draw a lot of positive reviews, whether it's the Royals, Cardinals alternates in the big league level. 2-1, McLean, hefty swing and a miss through a 94-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 2-2. If Nolan made contact on that one based on the velo and the swing, he might have had his second straight day with a long ball. Instead, it's two balls, two strikes, 1-0 Aberdeen. Tying run on third base in the person of Stanley Consuegra. Chassé deals a 2-2. Check swing on appeal. Did he go? He did not, says the base umpire Jamal Allen. And McLean works the count full. So three balls, two strikes, two outs. McLean standing towards the back of that righty batter's box. All 6-4, 2-14 of them. Here's a payoff. Swing and a miss, strike three. McLean drops to an E and slams that bat down to the dirt in frustration. But two punch-outs in the inning for Moises Chassé. He's got four now on the afternoon. Let's go to the fifth on this Education Day. Thursday matinee on Coney Island. 1-0 Aberdeen on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
Code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, thank you so but there's much. So many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete, starting at $45 a month.
Top of the fifth inning, Justin Rock back with you here. Me and Johnny Adamowicz playing tag team between play-by-play and the PA here on this Thursday afternoon. Thanks for joining us. Aberdeen still holding on to a 1-0 lead as Jonah Tong back out for the fifth inning. And his first pitch to Adam Retzbach up and away for ball one. Tong at 73 pitches here tonight. There was some action in the Brooklyn bullpen during that fourth inning. So we'll see how much longer the leash is for the 20-year-old right-hander. And a fastball on the outside corner. And it's even a ball and a strike. Retzbach, Josenberger, and Maton. 9-1-2 due up for Aberdeen in the fifth. The 1-1 from the 20-year-old, and Retzbach fouls it off the catcher, and it's a ball and two strikes. We'll get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the day. Here in the top half of the fifth inning, we'll give you the answer in the sixth, but right now, top of the 1 o'clock hour, Aberdeen a 1-0 lead. This is the standalone game right now in the afternoon in the South Atlantic League. Everything else will start 6:30 or later tonight. That fog continuing to yo-yo back and forth from beyond the outfield wall. The 1-2 on the outside corner, strike three looking. Fastball away at 92 for Tong. That is seventh strikeout today in his Cyclones in high A debut. And one down for Tavian Josenberger. Great to see Sandy the Seagull high atop Maimonides Park here on this Thursday afternoon, getting ready to toss some giveaways to the screaming youngsters down below. That'll come up in between innings as Tavian Josenberger swings at the first pitch, hits it in the air to center field. Racing on Consuegra, dives headlong, and oh, he makes an incredible diving catch for the second out. Oh, my goodness, Stanley Consuegra belly flopping onto the center field turf, a little slow getting up, trying to gather himself, maybe lost his breath a little bit. But wow, Stanley Consuegra, full extension to take away a base hit from Josenberger. That's the second time this week we've seen Stanley make a catch like that. Did a similar grab out in left field on a sinking fly ball on Tuesday night. And a nice point out to the outfield by Tong to his teammate Consuegra, thanking him for his help in the outfield. Nick Maton 0 for 2 today, a strikeout and a fly ball to center. And Tong misses up and away. And the count 1-0. But our Coney Convo's trivia question here tonight. Yesterday, Josh Hetchka entered the ballgame for the 47th time as a member of the Brooklyn Cyclones, tying him with this pitcher for the all-time record. The 1-0 fouled off the hands 1-1. So our question today is, who is Josh Hetchka tied with for the most pitching appearances in Brooklyn Cyclones history? Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos. If you think you know, we'll give you the answer in the sixth. Tong gets the one he wants, the 1-1 pitch. And the breaking ball low. Two balls and a strike now. Something about Tong's setup reminds me a lot of what we saw from Tylor McGill on Saturday here against Wilmington. Sort of angles those toes towards the third base side, gets the one he wants. Then curls his whole body, sort of comes to a mini stop, what looks like from the stretch, and then delivers as this lace to left. And back into his right goes Clifford to make the running grab and retire the side. 1-2-3 goes Aberdeen against Tong here in the fifth inning. And for Tong, his first 1-2-3 inning since the third. Halfway home on this Thursday matinee, 1-0 Aberdeen on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Bottom of the fifth inning. Fans, a reminder, today's game brought to you by our friends at Panorama Bus Tours. For safety and quality like Brooklyn gets on the road, visit them on the web, panoramabustours.com, or call 973-470-9700. Jeffrey De Los Santos, Christian Preachant, Kevin Villavicencio, bottom third of the lineup, due up for Brooklyn in the home fifth. Cyclones been limited to just one base hit tonight, and Jeffrey De Los Santos, the batter, the man who recorded it. Call to the bullpen for Aberdeen as well as Moises Chassé's day is done. The right-hander Juan Nunez is on, and his first pitch outside in the count 1-0. Chassé's day done after four. So won't qualify for the win as this fouled back. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. But Nunez, the right-hander, standing at 5'11", 190 pounds, 23 years old, from Asua in the Dominican Republic. The 1-1 just outside. 94-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 2-1. Final line for Chassé goes four innings, no runs. The one hit, a walk. Struck out four. 61 pitches, 35 strikes. Did hit a batter. As De Los Santos pulls one on the ground to first, backing up on it, Retzbach. Underhand flip to Nunez, covering for the out. And one away in the fifth. Coney Convo's trivia question tonight. Last night, Josh Hetchka came on in the ninth inning and tied himself for the Cyclones' all-time record for pitching appearances in franchise history. Our question today, who is Hetchka tied with for the most pitching appearances in Cyclones history? Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know. Get you the answer next inning as Christian Preachant can't catch up to the high cheese. It's 0-1. Nunez numbers for the right-handers so far this year, making his fifth appearance, third out of the bullpen. 2-1 record, a 172 ERA. 14 hits, 15 and two-thirds innings, 6 walks, and 15 strikeouts. The Orioles number 20 prospect, according to Baseball America. And a slider over for a strike. It's 0-2. Nunez started last appearance. That was on Friday against Jersey Shore. 5 shutout, 3 hit innings. 1 walk, 5 Ks. First time out of the bullpen since April the 20th. The 0-2 outside corner, strike 3 called. 95 on the black. And just like that, 2 quick outs for Nunez in the 5th inning. Brings up Kevin Villavicencio, ground ball to third. And his first at-bat today, he is 0-1. And Nunez, originally signed out of the Dominican by the Minnesota Twins. Righty comes home. There is a strike to Villavicencio, it's 0-1. Was acquired by Baltimore at the deadline in 2022. One has turned out to be a rather lopsided trade in favor of the Orioles. As Villavicencio takes inside 1-1, was acquired with Yennier Cano, was an all-star last year in the major leagues in the American League. Cade Povich, the left-hander, is one of the Orioles' top pitching prospects now up at AAA. As Via Vicencio left center field, will it hang up on it? To his left is Etzel, and he'll make the grab to retire the sign, but also got left-hander Juan Rojas in that trade in exchange for Jorge Lopez, who is now on the New York Mets, did not spend a whole lot of time in Minnesota. We head to the sixth inning. 1-0 Aberdeen on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Corvath to lead off for Aberdeen as we go to the sixth inning. Call to the bullpen for Brooklyn as Dakota Hawkins' first pitch outside for ball one. Jonah Tong's high A and Cyclones debut has come to a close, the 1-0. Slider outside, it's two balls and no strikes. But Tong today in his maiden voyage here in Coney Island, five innings, one unearned run, just two hits allowed. Did walk three in the ballgame, but punched out seven. The 2-0, and Horvath in the air right side. LaRusso fighting the fog and the sunshine into foul ground. Squeezes it on a backhand down by his waist. LaRusso really sticking with it there. Not an easy play at all considering the weather conditions. And LaRusso makes the play for the first out of the sixth inning. But Tong, one wild pitch, 81 pitches, 56 strikes, leaves the pitcher of record on the losing side. But even though it felt like Jonah didn't have his best pure stuff today, an excellent show in maturity from Tong, finding ways to power through and limit these Aberdeen bats as Matthew Etzel takes low 1-0. And it's one of the guys Tong had really neutralized. Etzel coming into play today, second in the league in hitting, was 0-for-2 off him. Struck out his last time. And this foul to the left, it's a ball and a strike, but Dakota Hawkins on for Brooklyn out of Chehalis, Washington, 24-year-old right-hander, undrafted free agent last year out of Washington State. The 1-1 and a foul tip into the glove of Pregent. And Hawkins ahead in the count. It's quickly 1-2. Hawkins, the numbers for the righty. Sixth appearance, 1-0, a 2.31 ERA, 11 hits. 11 and two-thirds innings, just two walks to 19 Ks. The 1-2 rolled up the first baseline. Still a ball and two strikes. Hawkins, first time pitching since Sunday against Wilmington through a scoreless ninth inning. One walk, a couple of strikeouts. Has thrown four scoreless innings so far in this homestand. Bases empty and one out. The 1-2. Breaking ball rolled foul towards the first base side. It remains 1-2. Coney Convo's trivia question here today. We'll get you the answer in the bottom of this sixth inning. But last night, Josh Hetchka tied himself atop Cyclones' all-time pitching appearances list. The 1-2 struck him out swinging. Slow arcing curveball down. And Edsel down on strikes for the second time today. And two out in the sixth for Elio Prado. That strikeout brought to you by our friends at BKFC, the Brooklyn Football Club. Bringing soccer back to Coney Island in 2025. For more info, visit BrooklynFootballClub.com. Elio Prado, the batter, first pitch, grounds it to short. Fielded there by Via Vicencio, and a strong throw gets him to end the inning. But our question of the day, who is the man Hetchka is tied atop the Cyclones' all-time pitching appearances list with? We'll get the answer when we come back. 1-0 Aberdeen to the home sixth on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail-wagging good time on five special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl, designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Wilfredo Lara, Ryan Clifford, Stanley Consuegra, top of the lineup. Two up for Brooklyn, trying to chip away. They trail by only 1-1. Juan Nunez out for his second inning of relief in support of Moises Chassé. Lara 0-2 this afternoon. Ground out to short in his last at-bat. Right now in this ball game, Aberdeen a run on two hits, two errors. They have left four. As Lara takes outside, it's 1-0. Brooklyn, no runs, one hit, one error. They have left three so far in this matinee. The 1-0 from Nunez is a slider outside. It's two balls and no strikes. We'll get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question in just a moment. The 2-0. There's a called strike on the inner half to Lara. 2-1 now on the Brooklyn third baseman. Looking at the Mets affiliate scoreboard here on this Thursday afternoon. Couple of matinees. The 2-1 called strike. It's 2-2. Mets and Cubs just underway at Citi Field. Top of the second inning. No score. Adrian Hauser against Ben Brown. Brown, a former South Atlantic leaguer. Played for Jersey Shore before being traded to the Cubs. Brandon Nimmo, Pete Alonso, Jeff McNeil, Brett Beatty, and Omar Narvaez, the former Cyclones in the lineup, as Lara can't hold up on the slider. Strike three. Another strikeout for Juan Nunez. That is second. And one down in the sixth for Ryan Clifford, who's walked and struck out this afternoon. But our Coney Convo's trivia question here today, I don't think we got a correct answer guest in here today. First pitch to Cliff outside for ball one, but our question today was, Josh Hetchka last night tied himself atop the Cyclones' all-time pitching appearances list, his 47th career outing with the team from Coney Island. As Clifford over the top, it's 1-1. And our question today was, who is Hetchka tied with atop the all-time appearances list? The 1-1. Out in front on the fastball, it's 1-2. But the correct answer, Hunter Parsons. Still in the organization, upper levels of the minors with the Mets. But Hetchka tied with Parsons, 47 all-time appearances with Brooklyn. Broke a tie last night with Carlos Valdez for second place. 1-2. Down and in, 2 balls and 2 strikes. And with one more outing, Hetchka will stand alone atop that all-time list. A career 2.74 ERA in those 47 outings with Brooklyn since 2019. The 2-2. Clifford in the air to left. Going back, Etzel a bit to his right. Now in a few steps to make the grab for the second out. But AAA Syracuse also playing this afternoon. Playing up in Rochester. And it has been a long at top of the first inning for Syracuse. They have scored 8 runs on 6 hits. They've already batted around in that opening frame. And they lead Rochester, the Nationals Farm Club, 8-0. As Consuegra takes high, it's 1-0. Stanley, a fielder's choice, and a hit-by-pitch. Mike Vassell will start today for AAA Syracuse. Ben Gamel, his 6th home run of the year. A 1-0 downstairs. Good frame job by Florentino, but doesn't get the call. It's 2-0. Luke Ritter, Hayden Senger, the former Cyclones in the lineup there. The 2-0. And Consuegra chases ball 3 down and away. Good pitch with horizontal movement. It's 2 balls and a strike. Double A Binghamton will get underway 6 o'clock tonight. Tylor McGill will make his second rehab start, the 2-1. Swing and a miss at the breaking ball down. And Nunez runs it even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. That'll be at 6:05 in Binghamton, taking on Hartford, Rockies affiliate. And then single-A St. Lucie underway at 6:10 tonight at Clover Park against Jupiter, the Marlins Farm Club. Franklin Gomez, the lefty, will get the ball for St. Lucie. The 2-2. And he got him swinging. 91-mile-an-hour fastball down. And Juan Nunez strikes out a pair in another 1-2-3 inning. To the 7th we go. A pitcher's duel as we predicted. 1-0 Aberdeen on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
How do we create hope for a cleaner planet? Together. We see you doing your part every day, and we're here to power everything you do with clean, renewable energy. We see you DIYing and mindful downsizing, conscious carpooling and weekend beach cleaning. We see you flower box farming, sapling protecting, and eco-startupping. Everyone finding their electric streak and catching the nature bug. We see you inspiring others by using your power for more. All who've long gone green and all thinking about taking that first step and making a simple switch for collective change. Since 1997, Green Mountain Energy has helped communities light up with hope for a greener future with solar and wind power. So join us for the love of the planet and for the hope inspired by everything on it. Green Mountain Energy, light the future.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
We welcome you back to Maimonides Park, getting you set for the top of the 7th as Dakota Hawkins back out for another inning of work. And his first pitch of the 7th is a strike, 0-1 to Jalen Vasquez. Brooklyn still trailing 1-0 here in the 7th, a 1 on the way. And it misses downstairs, 1 ball, 1 strike. Vasquez, a strikeout and a walk so far today. 1-1 upcoming, Hawkins deals. Swing and a line drive to right field. Jeffrey De Los Santos moving to his left, reaches up, and makes the catch for out number 1. So Hawkins, who came on in relief for Jonah Tong, who was splendid. Five innings, two hits, only one unearned run. Seven strikeouts to three walks. So that means Jonah Tong has now thrown 23 and two-thirds innings. Hawkins' first pitch, a called strike to Douglas Hodo. Without surrendering a single earned run, only two unearned runs, one of which he did allow today. Oh, one to Hodo, and he chops it foul off the hands. Nothing and two. So now Dakota Hawkins' turn to try to make sure that things stay that way. Aberdeen doesn't expand their lead beyond anything further than what it is right now. 1-0. 0-2. Breaking ball. Strike three called. He got him. Hodo knew it. Wicked hook from Hawkins. He's got his second strikeout since coming on in relief. And a very quick two outs. Now Randy Florentino. Lefty swinging catcher. No action brewing down the right field line in Brooklyn's bullpen. Same could be said for Aberdeen's bullpen. Florentino shows bunt, gets it down. Hawkins bare hands, rifles it over to first to retire the side. Well, Hawkins threw his off-speed pitch to Florentino, then retreated the ball on the bunt and threw a fastball over to first base to work a 1-2-3 top of the seventh. Stretch time in Brooklyn, 1-0 Aberdeen on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
What's Brian Kenny thinking about? Traditional stats?
Teams are not stealing enough. If I'm running a major league team, I'm starting to track me.
Advanced metrics?
I've given up on trying to get rid of batting averages. No beating it.
The impact of rule changes?
Pitch time or violations have been scarce.
One thing's for sure. He's thinking about baseball, and he's fired up for 2024.
These are the standards by which major leaguers are measured.
Watch the show for the thinking fan. MLB Now. Weekdays at 12 Eastern on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Let's go to the bottom of the seventh. 1-0 Aberdeen. 4-5-6 due up in the frame for the Cyclones. First, Nick LaRusso. And the first pitch to him is a fastball that tucks itself on the inside corner. 93 on the gun from the right-handed arm, Juan Nunez. And it's 0-1. Nunez, second Iron Bird pitcher of the day. 0-1. LaRusso swings and misses through the slider. 0-2. Nunez, who came on in relief of Moises Chassé. LaRusso calls for time. Nunez works with a very quick rhythm, and LaRusso just wants to gather his thoughts. Behind now, no balls and two strikes. Much like Jonah Tong from a Brooklyn standpoint, Moises Chassé, Aberdeen starter, was great. 0-2, hit down the third baseline. Fair ball underneath the glove of a diving Vasquez. LaRusso is chugging it towards second base. The ball finally picked up as it wedged itself up against the wall, and it is a double for Nick LaRusso to open up this bottom of the seventh. And Brooklyn has the tying run on base with nobody out here in the seventh. So LaRusso just continues to produce extra base hits. Had an RBI yesterday and now a double here on this Thursday afternoon. Brings up Junior Tillian, one on and nobody out. Brooklyn down 1-0. That's only the second Cyclone hit of the day up until this point. First pitch to Tillian, swings through a fastball, 0-1. So LaRusso on second, Brooklyn trying to pull even here. They do trail 1-0 here, bottom seven on this Thursday matinee on STEM Day here at the ballpark. Oh, 1. Tillian takes a little bit inside. 1-1. Nick LaRusso's double, fans calls for a Barrel Smith barrel-aged cocktail. Put the barrel on the ball. 1-1 upcoming. Here it comes. Tillian fouls it straight back. It's 1-2. So how about Nick LaRusso just continuing to produce? Now a 4-game hitting streak. He's hit safely in 9 of his last 10. The OPS up over 1,000 during that span. But I'm sure most importantly for Nick, he represents the tying run right now in a 1-0 ball game. Nunez out of the stretch, glances back towards second, not once but twice. Now is 1-2. Tillian hits it hard on the ground, through for a base hit. Pass to diving Maton at short. LaRusso gets the stop sign. He'll park in at third. And it's runners on the corners with nobody out. Brooklyn trying to pull even here with Nolan McClain set to come to bat. McClain 0 for 2 today, but plenty of pop, and certainly one of the guys you want up in a scenario like this. Realistically, Brooklyn will have 2 chances at just a deep ball for a sack fly to the outfield to try to tie the game as McClain swings and misses through a fastball at 94 from Nunez, and it's 0-1. Tough spot here for Nunez. Part of a trade that sent current Met reliever Jorge Lopez to the Minnesota Twins back in 2022. Throw over to check on the runner Tillian. He's back in safely, standing. But Nunez has the killer slider. That's the go-to out pitch. Did start 9 games for Aberdeen last year. ERA just under 4.01. McClain whiffs and misses. Put a Band-Aid on that cut from Nolan in the righty batter's box. And it's 0-2. A lot of ferocious-looking swings from McClain. See if he can barrel one up here behind no balls and 2 strikes. Runner on the corners, nobody out. McClain fouls it back. And it's still 0-2. So a Nick LaRusso double to begin the inning. Then one batter after that, Junior Tillian singles on a ground ball through the left side of the infield. And here we are, first and third, nobody out. Brooklyn trying to pull even, they trail 1-0. 0-2, McClain hits a chopper, back to the pitcher. Nunez in, looks the direction of third, throws to first, safe! The throw was wide of the bag. It took the first baseman, Retzbach, off the base. And everybody is safe. So Tillian up to second. McClain will stand in at first on an E1. LaRusso did not take home in the process, so it is bases loaded and nobody out, and now a chat on the mound. Aberdeen pitching coach Jordy Henry out of the dugout on the third base side. With LaRusso on third, Tillian on second, McClain on first. Felt like Nunez sort of forced the issue a little bit in that, okay, he looked at LaRusso on third, but then for some reason glanced towards the second base back. And that added time of checking all of his boxes, perhaps, maybe cost him a timely and an accurate throw to first base. Took Retzbach off the bag, and McClain was safe. McClain might have beat it anyway. He was really booking it down that first base line. In all likelihood, Nunez probably would have got him. But either way, it's bases loaded, nobody out for Jeffrey De Los Santos. So we'll see how Aberdeen wants to play this defensively here. They bring most of the infield in, really just not the second baseman, Tavian Josenberger. First pitch, breaking ball to De Los Santos, misses low, ball 1. Righty arm Nunez working on the lefty bat, De Los Santos. 1-0. Line drive down the right field line, but hooks foul. It's 1-1. So LaRusso on third after he doubled. Dillian on second after his single, and Nolan McLean on first after he reached on an error. The fog has vanished, at least on the field for the time being. 1-1. Foul tip for strike two. After De Los Santos, Christian Prigent next, then Kevin Villavicencio after him. Only three base hits today for the Cyclones. What a time it would be for number four here. 1-2. De Los Santos takes a cold strike three at the knees on the slider from Nunez. Fourth strikeout for Nunez in now his third inning of relief work. Maybe none bigger than that, depending on how this bottom of the seventh plays out. So now Christian Prigent up with three ducks on the pond for him and only one out. And again, all it would take is a ball hit well enough to the outfield to tie the game here. Corners in, middle infield back play and double play depth. Prigent first pitch swinging, fooled by the slider. Nothing in one. Brooklyn trying to avoid dropping back-to-back contests after Aberdeen won a game right here less than 24 hours ago, 6-2 last night. 0-1. Prigent swings and misses over a changeup, and it's nothing in two. So Nunez, after allowing the first three men to reach, strikes out De Los Santos and now has Christian Prigent right where he wants him. No balls, two strikes, one out. Aberdeen leading 1-0, and the bases loaded here for Brooklyn in the bottom of the seventh. Nunez set at the belt, ready to deal an 0-2 pitch. He kicks and deals. Misses up and in, and it's 1-2. Well, Prigent at just .133 this season. Perhaps a scenario here where if he can come through, an opportunity to start propelling him in the right direction. 1-2 on the former Stetson Hatter, and a balk call to tie the game. The base umpire, Jamal Allen, said that Juan Nunez broke that set. Everybody up 90 feet, and we are tied 1-1. So LaRusso home to score on a balk, and now two in scoring position for Christian Prigent. 1-2, infield in, swing and a miss, strike three. Fastball up and in. Prigent could not make contact, so back-to-back punch-outs for Nunez, but it comes with an asterisk, a balk sandwiched between the two. That allowed Brooklyn to tie the game, and now Kevin Villavicencio up with two in scoring position and two away. Base hit here could make this a 3-1 Brooklyn lead. If Nunez gets the out here, he gets out of this thing very much limiting the damage. First pitch to Villavicencio starts him out with a breaking ball for strike one. Nunez not afraid to start these hitters out with a curve or a change, as he did to Villavicencio there. Open stance for the righty batter. Kevin, a five-game hit streak. It's in jeopardy. 0-1. Fastball dots the outside corner, and it's nothing in two. So no balls, two strikes, two outs, two in scoring position in this 1-1 tie here, bottom seven. Defense in their usual spots. Outside of the third baseman, Vasquez guarding the line. The 1-1. Villavicencio flares it to right center field. This will hang up for the right fielder Hodo to get there in time to make the play and retire the sign. So how about that? Juan Nunez retires the final three batters of the inning, but he balks to allow Nick LaRusso to come home to score the tying run. So for Brooklyn in the frame, one run on two hits and two left. At the end of seven, we're tied up at one on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, every Friday night home game with the Brooklyn Cyclones is a mouth-watering adventure with our Taste of Brooklyn series. Devour chili-dusted tortilla chips and fire-roasted salsa, Nathan's famous hot dogs, and a rotating selection of fan-voted best ballpark foods. Plus, exclusive dishes from local Brooklyn restaurants. And for dessert, a delightful donut hole bar. Join us at the all-new patio party at the hot corner along the third base line. The is the perfect spot to enjoy the game and indulge in Brooklyn's best bites. Tickets are just $55. Don't miss the ultimate Friday night out with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park. Grab your tickets now by logging on to brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Amazing starts here.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Justin Rock back with you as we move to the top of the eighth inning. All tied up now. A run apiece as 9-1 and 2 due up for Aberdeen as Adam Retzbach, first pitch, swinging underneath the try of Kevin Villavicencio at short. And into left field, and that'll likely be a leadoff base hit for Retzbach to begin the top of the eighth inning. Villavicencio tried playing it off to his side instead of getting in front. And as a result, Retzbach able to get it underneath the leather. And Aberdeen has a leadoff man on, trying to break this one-all tie. Back to the top of the lineup, and Tavian Josenberger lays down a bunt back towards the mound, fielded by Hawkins to his left. Underhand shovel to LaRusso for the out. As Retzbach moves up 90 feet to second base with the go-ahead run. So a successful sacrifice there for Josenberger. And one on and one out for Nick Maton, the Major League rehabber. But it will not be Nick Maton. Carter Young will grab a bat and pinch hit for the major, rather really minor league rehabbing Nick Maton. On AAA Norfolk's roster, not on the 40-man for Baltimore, so technically a minor league rehab assignment. And Carter Young, who has started the first two games of the series, will come in as a pinch hitter and likely take over at shortstop the rest of the way. Young, 0-for-2 last night with a couple of walks, did score a run, 0-for-6 in the series. 7-4 his first, 67 on the year, no homers, 5 RBIs, but an opportunity here to give Aberdeen the lead back. Brooklyn tied it in the seventh on a balk with the bases loaded. And the righty comes home, and Young takes a called strike one. Sun shining, but a little bit chilly in the shade. And the sunshine, it's beautiful. One of those kinds of days on Coney Island where it sort of feels like you got two different atmospheres. As Young can't hit the off-speed down. And Hawkins ahead of ball and two strikes right now. 66 degrees here on Coney Island. With the real feel in the sunshine, more like 76. 64 in the shade, so that's a big 12-degree difference. As Young takes in the dirt. A ball and two strikes now on the Aberdeen pinch hitter. Aberdeen one run, three hits, three errors today. Four men left. Brooklyn a run on three hits and error. They have stranded five in this contest. Dakota's 1-2, struck him out on the curveball. Good 11-5 break on the breaking ball down and in. And Carter Young down on strikes for the second out of the eighth inning. So for Hawkins, that his third strikeout of the night. And the runner stays put at second for Mac Horvath. As walked, struck out, and fouled out to first in this ballgame, 0-for-2 officially. And the first pitch from Dakota is a fastball down and in, and it's even at a ball and a strike. Retzbach takes his lead, the 1-0, and Hawkins misses outside, and the count two balls and no strikes. It's the only matinee in the South Atlantic League today. Everything else in the league will start 6:30 or later. Winston-Salem in Greensboro then, 6:35. Wilmington will host Hudson Valley. The 2-0, high and tight by the ear flap. And it's now 3-0 on Horvath with Matthew Etzel on deck. Greenville will be in Asheville at 6:35. Jersey Shore at home against Bowling Green. Then at 7 o'clock, Hickory is in Rome, where Brooklyn will be next week. A 3-0 called strike. And the count 3-1 will be the Cyclones, I believe, their first ever trip to Rome, Georgia. And then off to Bowling Green for the second leg of that two-week road trip, the 3-1. Soft ground ball back to the mound. Takes a tricky hop, but Hawkins stays with it, makes the overhand throw. And Aberdeen strands a man in scoring position in the eighth. No runs, a hit, one man left. To the bottom of the eighth we go. Top of the lineup, two up for Brooklyn, tied at one on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Brooklyn looking to take the lead for the first time today. Top of the lineup, due up Lara Clifford and Consuegra. Carter Young, who pinch hit for Nick Maton earlier in this inning, has stayed in the game. He will be the shortstop. And the first pitch to Wilfredo Lara, taken for a called strike one. The 0-1 from Nunez, and Lara takes inside. It's even and a ball and a strike. Lara 0-3, struck out his last time up. Nunez out for his fourth inning of work as Lara takes a slider strike. And the count 1-2, nearing the top of the 2 o'clock hour. Brooklyn 1, Aberdeen 1. Justin Rock, Johnny Gademowitz with you on this Thursday. The 1-2 pitch. And Lara chases the high fastball, strike three. 93 up above the shoulders. And Nunez picks up another strikeout. That is sixth in this ball game. And one out in the eighth for Ryan Clifford. Has walked, struck out, fly ball to left his last time today. Offense has been a few and far between. Both teams are run on three hits as Clifford shows bunt, pulls back. And takes a called strike. Not sure where that one came across. The count 0-1 on Cliff. Nunez fires. Clifford stabs at a bunt. The third baseman off the line and back. And comes up empty. It's no balls and two strikes. Just trying to find a way to get on base. To try and break up this tie. Most of the fog has faded away. He's still a bit foggy out towards the boardwalk and right. But the top of the parachute jump is visible again as Clifford pulls one in the air to right. Back into his left. Hodo, he'll run it down over his shoulder. And Clifford retired for the second out. Brings up Stanley Consuegra. Fielder's choice, a hit by pitch, a strikeout this afternoon. 0-2 so far in this contest. No action really in Brooklyn's right field bullpen, so I have to imagine Dakota Hawkins will come back out for the ninth as Consuegra swings over the top of a slider. It's 0-1. Series will continue. One final night game tomorrow. The 0-1 breaks inside corner for a strike. Stanley was backing out of the way. It's 0-2. But be another outstanding pitching matchup. Brandon Sproat for Brooklyn. Zachary Fruit for Aberdeen. The 0-2. And he swings and misses at the slider. Strike three. Chased off the outside corner. And Consuegra down on strikes. Nunez, 7 punchouts and 4 innings out of the bullpen. We head to the ninth. Still a 1-1 game on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy 2 refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of 2 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now. Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Part of the lineup due up for Aberdeen. This game tied at 1 as we head to the 9th inning. Third game of this 6-game series, 9 game of this 12-game homestand. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you. Top of the 2 o'clock hour. Etzel 0 for 3 today. Had picked up multiple hits in 5 straight entering the afternoon. And the first pitch he sees in the 9th, foul towards the third base concourse. It's no balls and a strike. Etzel, 10th round pick last year out of Southern Mississippi. The 0-1. Line drive, diving play to his left by Lara, and he caught it before it bounced for the out. Threw to first anyway to get the out just in case, but a diving play by Lara to take away what could have been a base hit from Etzel to start the inning. Just barely got his glove underneath to prevent that ball from skidding off the turf. And now Elio Prado, who's 1 for 3. And he bounces one on the ground is short. Coming on via Vicencio, crow hop and throw. And a couple of pitches, 2 outs for Dakota Hawkins here in the 9th inning. Looking ahead to the bottom of the 9th for Brooklyn, they will have the heart of their lineup due up, LaRusso, Tillian, and McLean. And fitting LaRusso due up, as if Brooklyn's going to win today, it's going to be in walk-off fashion. And LaRusso has the Cyclones' only walk-off winner so far this year. Jalen Vasquez, the batter, and he takes low. It's 1-0. Vasquez 0 for 2 this afternoon with a walk. Fly ball to right his last time. The 1-0 at the knees with an 89-mile-an-hour fastball. Evens up at a ball and a strike. Working quickly, the 1-1. Rolled over again, this time foul up the first baseline. 1-2 now on the switch hitting infielder Vasquez. 5-game hitting streak coming into play here this afternoon with 7 for his last 18. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on the big breaking curveball. And Hawkins another 1-2-3 inning. And Aberdeen retired in order in the 9th. So Brooklyn needs 1 to walk out of here victorious on this Thursday. Can LaRusso, Tillian, or McLean be the hero tonight? Don't go anywhere. We'll find out when we come back on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the
GOAT.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but there's so many other.
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete, starting at $45 a month.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Bottom of the ninth inning, Cyclones trying to walk off as winners for the second time this season. Nick LaRusso, Junior Tillian, Nolan McLean. Three scheduled to bat for Brooklyn here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Juan Nunez out for his fifth inning of relief. Nunez, only run he has allowed this afternoon, was on a balk with the bases loaded in the bottom of the seventh inning. Numbers overall for Juan so far, four innings, a run on two hits. Has struck out seven today without issuing a walk. Both sides 11 strikeouts today. And LaRusso 1-for-3 with a double and has scored a Brooklyn's only run. Back in the seventh inning, will step up to the plate. Righty against righty. And Nunez from the windup, the first pitch of the home ninth, is a 92-mile-an-hour fastball for strike one. LaRusso had the walk-off home run on April the 14th against Asheville to close out that series, the 0-1 outside. And it's even at a ball and a strike. The 1-1 slider low. Two balls and a strike now on LaRusso. Busy day of games in the Mets farm system. The 2-1 inside. Three balls and a strike now on LaRusso. Mets trailing the Cubs 1-0. Bottom of the fourth at Citi Field. And AAA Syracuse, an 8-0 lead on Rochester in the fourth. Binghamton and St. Lucie at AA and single A will get underway later on in the afternoon. 3-1 now, the count on Nick LaRusso as Brooklyn tries to put the leadoff man on in the ninth. The 3-1, and LaRusso a towering fly ball, but out in front. And this one will land well foul. Just beyond the third base canopy, it's 3-2. Looked like a good pitch to drive. LaRusso just a bit out in front. So the count now full at 3-2, the payoff. And LaRusso takes high ball. Four and the winning run is on for Brooklyn to start the ninth. LaRusso on base for the second time today. And now Junior Tilly in the batter with the winning run aboard. We'll see if Brooklyn calls for a pinch runner. It appears they will, as Nick LaRusso will come out. And Omar De Los Santos, who is one stolen base away from setting the franchise's all-time stolen base record, will come on at first base representing the winning run. De Los Santos leads off first. We'll see if he goes right away. Tillian 1-for-3 today. Omar does not go, and Tillian takes inside for ball one. There is some action out in left field for Aberdeen as we speak. Throwback to first, and De Los Santos in under the tag of Retzbach. Right-hander Yaki Rivera up and throwing down the line for Aberdeen. Runner goes, pitch outside, throw down to second base. Not in time, and there's the record. Omar at second with the winning run, but his 51st career stolen base as a member of the Brooklyn Cyclones. He stands alone atop the all-time stolen base leaderboard. And more importantly, Brooklyn has the winning run in scoring position. The 2-0. And Tillian takes a called strike. The slider. Front door to him. It's 2-1. So hopefully for Omar, that stolen bag, the beginning of the celebrations today. The 2-1. And Tillian chased ball three in the lefty batter's box. It's 2-2. There have been a couple of really rough swings on Nunez's slider this afternoon. Chasing on balls well outside the strike zone. That's part of why Nunez, as one of the Orioles pitching coordinators, Forrest Hermann, described as filthy. The 2-2. Tillian flips it in the air, shallow center field, calling for it the second baseman, Josenberger. But the shortstop, Young, will make the grab. And there is the first out here in the ninth inning. So now it's Nolan McClain with a chance. Been held off the base paths for the most part today. Reached on an error his last time up. 0 for 3 officially this afternoon. Big lead at second for Omar. The first pitch and a fastball outside at 93. And the count 1-0. You wonder, with the man at second, one out, McClain at the plate, maybe trying to pitch around him a little bit with Jeffrey De Los Santos on deck. We'll see how Nunez attacks the 1-0. And there is a slider strike. 81 that time, and the count even at 1-1. McClain's had his fair share of big hits so far this season. Trying to add another to his resume. The 1-1. And McClain early on the change. Good pitch. Drop that front shoulder. It's 1-2. Should we get to the 10th inning here today, Aberdeen will have the bottom third of their lineup due up. Big lead. Runner goes. Pitch in the dirt. Bounces in front of the plate. No play. Stolen bag number 52. For Omar, and now the winning run 90 feet away. It's 2-2. And now Aberdeen has to bring the infield in to try and cut off the winning run. 2-2 the count on Nolan McClain. A wild pitch can win it. The 2-2. McClain fouls it right back towards us. Was right on it. And we'll do it again at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Those who have stuck around here on Coney Island standing as one. The 2-2 to Nolan. Swing and a miss. Power to fastball by him. Strike three. Reared back for 93, and Nolan couldn't catch up. Two out here in the ninth. That looks to be the end of the line today for the right-hander Juan Nunez. Felipe Rojas Jr., a very slow stroll out of Aberdeen's third base dugout. And they're going to bring in the right-hander Yaki Rivera to face Jeffrey De Los Santos with the winning run at third base and two out here in the bottom of the ninth. So it'll be Rivera against De Los Santos when we come back. Cyclones trying to walk it off. They've got the winning run at third with two out, tied at one. On Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now to secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Call to the bullpen for Aberdeen. It is the right-hander Yaki Rivera trying to keep this game alive for the Ironbirds into extra innings today. Rivera, 6'2", 150 pounds, just 20 years old from Santo Domingo in the Dominican, was the second youngest player behind Davy Cruz on Aberdeen's opening day roster, making his seventh appearance, 1-1 mark, a 108 ERA, four hits, and eight and a third innings, has walked four, struck out eight, and has thrown one wild pitch so far this year. Omar De Los Santos, the winning run at third. Jeffrey De Los Santos at the plate. And our first pitch from Yaki Rivera is taken for a called strike one. Jeffrey, one for three today. One of the three Brooklyn base hits this afternoon. The 0-1 inside and low. Nice sliding stop by Florentino. It's even a ball and a strike. Christian Pregent, the catcher, waits on deck. The set, the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and in. And Rivera jumps ahead of ball and two strikes. Rivera pitching for the first time since Sunday. Went two scoreless and hitless innings. But did throw that wild pitch. The 1-2. Fastball high at 95. And it's two balls and two strikes. Rivera had a brief spell in Aberdeen last year. At a 145 ERA in nine appearances. Omar dancing off third, the 2-2, and Jeffrey fouls it off the hands. And it remains at two balls and two strikes. Rivera, originally signed out of the Dominican by the Marlins, was part of the trade that sent Tanner Scott and Cole Sulzer to Miami. The 2-2, and Jeffrey fouls off another one. High off the checkerboard screen, we'll do it again. Cole Sulzer now in the Mets organization at AAA. Runner at third, two out, the 2-2. Breaking ball inside and high, and the count full, and a very vocal reaction from the Aberdeen third base dugout. Thought they got out of the inning. But instead, the count is full on Jeffrey De Los Santos. What will Rivera go with here? The payoff pitch, swing and a miss, got him on the fastball, strike three, and Brooklyn strands the winning run at third, and we will have extra innings under the sunshine this afternoon on Coney Island. To the 10th we go, bottom third due up for Aberdeen. They'll have an auto runner at second to start the extra frame. 1-1 here from Maimonides Park.
I work at the radiology department.
I am the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
From the day's first pitch to the night's final out, MLB Network sets the stage for fans every day.
So it'll be interesting to watch what happens here.
All season long, see the players who are making a statement.
Hey, let's check out the board, folks.
With live games every week.
Inside the park we go.
Cutting-edge baseball chatter, plus highlights, analysis, and live look-ins on MLB Tonight. MLB Network, the game is the star.
Well, Jalen Vasquez will be the auto runner for Aberdeen as we head to the 10th inning. Joshua Cornelli comes on out of the Brooklyn bullpen to take over, the 23-year-old right-hander from Caracas, Venezuela. Defensive changes for Brooklyn after Nick LaRusso was lifted for a pinch runner. Ryan Clifford moves from left field to first base, and Omar De Los Santos, who ran for LaRusso, will stay in the game in left field. So Douglas Hodo the third, Randy Florentino, Adam Retzbach, the three scheduled to bat for Aberdeen here in the top of the 10th inning. Hodo 0-for-2 with a walk in this ballgame. We'll see if he shows bunt. A look at second from Corneli. And the first pitch, Hodo does show bunt, and bunts right through it. 92-mile-an-hour fastball, it's 0-1. Corneli making his sixth appearance, 1-1, a 1.29 ERA with three saves. Just two hits allowed in seven innings. Three walks, 10 strikeouts. The 0-1 again shows bunt, pulls back, throw down to second base, and Villavicencio able to make the grab in front of the bag to save a potential error. Dangerous idea there from Christian Pregent, throwing behind the lead runner at second. Corners are in. The 1-1. Again, Hodo shows bunt in the breaking ball high. Two balls and a strike. Corneli picked up the save on Saturday against Wilmington. Faced one over the minimum in that ball game. The 2-1 again shows bunt, and this time Hodo fouls it back. And it's even, two balls and two strikes. For Brooklyn, this just their second extra inning game of the year. Closed out the first series of the campaign in Wilmington, a 1-0 loss to the Blue Rocks in 10. The 2-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. 93-mile-an-hour fastball up around the shoulders. And a big out number one for Corneli here in the 10th as Hodo unable to advance the runner. So Randy Florentino will dig in. Sacrifice bunt in his last at-bat is also singled. He's 1-for-3. Another 1-for-2 in this ballgame, I should say. The righty offers. And Florentino takes a call. Strike one. Florentino acquired by the Orioles in the minor league phase of the Rule 5 draft prior to the start of last year. Former top 30 prospect in the Rangers organization. Lefty batter with an open stance. Runner on throw back to second as Villavicencio went over to cover the bag. And Vasquez dives back safely. Looking ahead to the bottom of the 10th, Brooklyn will have 8-9-1 due up at the plate. A one strike offering. Fouled off the handle. And it's no balls and two strikes. Adam Retzbach, the first baseman, will be next. A 7 o'clock game in this series tomorrow, then 2 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday before Brooklyn packs up and goes on the road for their first two-week road trip of the season. The 0-2. Ground ball left side and through into left field, a base hit. They're going to wave Vasquez around. Here comes De Los Santos' throw to the plate, the tag, and the ball is dropped by Pregent, and the runner is safe, and Pregent slams his mask on home plate. Because if he held on to that ball, Vasquez is out, and Aberdeen takes a 2-1 10th inning lead. A great throw by Omar De Los Santos, but Christian Pregent could not hang on to the baseball. And as a result, Aberdeen has taken the lead, and Retzbach will be pulled back for a pinch hitter and Creed Willems. So now we'll see how Corneli recovers after the bad break. Just the third hit he's allowed this season. And Creed Willems swings away and fouls it out of play. Florentino is fourth RBI of the year. Willems, the league leader in that category, hitting at 296, six home runs, 21 RBIs. So now Brooklyn will need at least one in their half of the 10th to keep this one going. The 0-1, and Willems in the air, left field, sinking fast. That one's down for another base hit. This time they'll hold the runner at third as Omar's throw to Pregent comes in on a fly. So a couple of opposite field base hits from Florentino and Willems. And Aberdeen looking for more. They have runners at the corners and one out for Tavian Josenberger. Josenberger 0 for 3. A sacrifice bunt in his last at-bat. So now Josenberger. Corners are in again with only one out. Aberdeen in front by a run. And Cornelius' fastball down at 94. One ball and no strikes. No action in Aberdeen's left field bullpen. So Yaki Rivera likely tasked to try and finish it off in the bottom of the 10th inning. But Aberdeen looking for some added insurance before then. The 1-0 from Cornelius. Inside and low. And it's two balls and no strikes with Carter Young, who came on for Nick Maton, waiting on deck. Yeah, Brooklyn lost that other extra inning game on a walk-off sack fly by Jared McKenzie. Trying to avoid another extra inning defeat today. The 2-0 in this line right field. That's going to bring in a run. Down in front of the right fielder, Jeffrey De Los Santos, a base hit. First to third goes Willems as that throw to third base late. An RBI single for Tavian Josenberger. His 10th RBI of the year, his third of the series, and it's 3-1 Aberdeen in the 10th. So three straight one-out base hits from Aberdeen, and the lead, their largest of the day, it is two. And now Carter Young, who struck out in his first at-bat today, will dig in. Righty at the belt. Runner goes from first, and this one hammered deep down the right field line. Fair or foul, this is a foul ball. Carter Young clubbed it. 102.5 miles an hour down the line, 346 feet. But was just a hair out in front. And yanked it towards the Brooklyn right field bullpen. As it looks like Dios Murky Taveras might start to throw down the line and right. Middle infield at about halfway depth, trying to turn two to get out of the inning. The 0-1. Breaking ball up and away. And it's even at a ball and a strike. Wind blowing in and a bit towards the first base dugout. The 1-1 runner goes again. Swing and a miss. Throw down by Pregent in front of the second base bag in case Willems broke for home. And they will give Josenberger second base. As the count now 1-2. Josenberger with what I imagine will be credited as his 15th stolen base of the season. Came into play today second in the South Atlantic League. A 1-2, foul down the left field line, and it remains a ball and two strikes. Mac Horvath, the designated hitter this afternoon, is on deck. Well, Brooklyn will need two to tie it in their half of the 10th inning. The 1-2 in the dirt. Nice block with the chest by Pregent. Turned into a hockey goalie there. On the 55-footer, and it's even two balls and two strikes. The Cyclones hoping to rally in the bottom of the 10th, try and avoid the feelings of what could have been on this Thursday afternoon. Had a chance to win it in the bottom of the 9th with the winning run at third, couldn't deliver, and almost got the lead run at the plate here in the top of the 10th. The 2-2. Young opposite way again, and another base hit. This one's going to get behind De Los Santos and roll to the fence. Two runs are in. Young will stop at second with a two RBI double. A back-breaking opposite field two-run knock for Carter Young. His third double of the year. RBI 6-7, and Aberdeen a 5-1 tenth inning lead. Got to give credit to these Ironbird hitters. They have done a great job, especially the left-handed batters against Cornelli, serving the ball the opposite way. Three opposite field base hits here in the 10th inning. And Aberdeen, who had just three hits going into this 10th inning, have had their biggest explosion of the day here in extras as Horvath fouls it back. Yeah, Aberdeen, four runs on four hits here in the 10th. They had one run on three hits in the first nine innings combined. The 0-1, high and inside, and it's even at a ball and a strike. Bottom of the 2 o'clock hour in the East. 5-1 Aberdeen trying to take back-to-back games from Brooklyn this week. As Horvath takes low. 2-1 the count. Four straight have reached for Aberdeen. With one out here in the 10th. The 2-1. Breaking ball down. And it's three balls and a strike now on Horvath. Cornelli, those long red sleeves at either end of the jersey top. The 3-1 pitch inside with a fastball, ball four. And now five straight Iron Birds have reached, and Gilbert Gomez out of the first base dugout. Has not motioned to the Brooklyn bullpen just yet, but certainly not walking with any urgency. And he will indeed make a call to the bullpen to bring in Tavares. So Cornelli, who has been so locked down all year long, couldn't quite get helped out by his defense on a play at the plate with one out. That allowed Aberdeen to take the lead, and the Ironbirds five straight to reach base against him. Looking to add to what is now a four-run advantage. Tavares against Zetzel when we come back. 5-1 Aberdeen on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, every Friday night home game with the Brooklyn Cyclones is a mouth-watering adventure with our Taste of Brooklyn series. Devour chili-dusted tortilla chips and fire-roasted salsa, Nathan's famous hot dogs, and a rotating selection of fan-voted best ballpark foods. Plus, exclusive dishes from local Brooklyn restaurants. And for dessert, a delightful donut hole bar. Join us at the all-new patio party at the hot corner along the third base line. It's the perfect spot to enjoy the game and indulge in Brooklyn's best bites. Tickets are just $55. Don't miss the ultimate Friday night out with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park. Grab your tickets now by logging on to brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Amazing starts here.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Dios Berkey, Tavares on for Brooklyn here in the 10th inning. Right-hander out of Mao in the Dominican Republic, 24-year-old right-hander. Matthew Etzel, the first man he'll face, rolled on the ground at first. Clifford on his second for one. Relay back to first by Villavicencio is late. Good hustle by Etzel up the line to leg it out, so One pitch and a 3-6 fielder's choice as Carter Young advances to third. So runners at the corners and two out with Aberdeen looking to continue this four-run 10th inning. Elio Prado will be the batter. Prado 1-for-4 in this ballgame. Get you the numbers for Tavares in just a second. And a throw back to first, and Edsel dives back safely. But Tavares making his seventh appearance. 0-1 record, a 7.36 ERA. 9 hits in 7 and a third innings. 4 walks, 10 strikeouts. Joined the Mets back in February as a minor league free agent. Runner goes, pitch inside. Pregent lost it on the transfer. And Edsel safely at second with a stolen bag. So Edsel with his 10th stolen base of the season. And now two runners in scoring position with two out in a 1-0 count. This fouled off the hands. It's 1-1. Tavares, this is fourth different year in the South Atlantic League. Spent parts of the last three campaigns with the Asheville Tourists in the Astros organization. Unofficial line for Joshua Cornelius, still responsible for the two runners on base. The 1-1. Hit on the ground left side and past the diving glove of Villavicencio. Another knock. Two more runs will score, and that will close the line on Cornelius. It's a two-run single for Elio Prado, his second straight day with a two-run base hit. RBIs 11 and 12, and Aberdeen their largest lead of the series. It's 7-1. So now Jalen Vasquez 0-for-3. He was the auto runner at second base to start the inning, was nearly thrown out for what would have been the second out on a great throw by Omar De Los Santos. But the throw at home dropped, and that allowed Vasquez to score and open the floodgates. As the 1-0 up and away, two balls and no strikes. The final line for Cornelius, a third of an inning, four hits, six runs, five of them earned. A walk and a strikeout, 24 pitches, 14 strikes. A tough day at the office for Joshua. As a 2-0, a bunt foul at the third base line. 2-1. Certainly an interesting choice by Vasquez to try and lay down the bunt there. Maybe trying to extend that hitting streak. Came in with a 5-gamer. Has reached base today on a walk, but doesn't have a base hit. Vasquez, the ninth man to bat for Aberdeen here in the 10th. The 2-1. Again, Vasquez shows bunt, takes high. And the count 3-1 now. With Douglas Hodo, the third, waiting on deck. The 3-1. And a fastball pumped by him up in the zone at 91. And it's full now at 3-2. Man at first, two out. And Aberdeen a 7-1 lead here in the 10th as time called with Tavares stepping off. The righty ready. Now the payoff pitch, outside ball four. And Vasquez is on with his second walk of the day. So now it is Douglas Hodo the third who struck out against Cornelius after trying to lay down a sacrifice bunt earlier in the inning. 0-for-3 today with a walk. Has struck out three times as well. The righty offers, and Hodo fouls it off towards our audio-visual room. Onto the roof. It's 0-1 now on Hodo. With the six runs for Aberdeen here in this 10th inning. As this one in the air left field coming on Omar De Los Santos to make the catch and end the inning. But the six runs allowed by Brooklyn here in the 10th, the most, or tied for the most, I should say, they've allowed in a single inning this season. We head to the bottom of the 10th. Can the Cyclones match Aberdeen? They need 6 to tie, 7 to walk it off. They trail 7-1 on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Well, Aberdeen just did it. Why can't Brooklyn? Looking for a sixth spot at least here in the bottom of the 10th to keep this game alive. Brooklyn trailing Aberdeen 7-1. Yaki Rivero got the final out of the ninth, stays on here for the 10th inning. Creed Willems, who pinch hit for Adam Retzbach in the top of the frame, stays on at first base. So third to first around the infield, Vasquez, Young, Josenberger, and Willems. As it'll be Pregent to lead things off. Jeffrey De Los Santos, the auto runner at second base. Here as we begin the bottom of the 10th inning, Rivera needed 8 pitches to get through that final batter. And the first toss, fastball high. And the count 1-0. The righty comes set. The 1-0 pitch, and Pregent a ground ball up the third base line. And the count even at a ball and a strike. Well, tough news out of St. Lucie. They recently reinstated him off the IL, but Marco Vargas, who is one of the pieces the Mets acquired in the David Robertson trade last year, placed back on St. Lucie's 7-day IL. As Pregent takes a strike, it's 1-2. There was some roster movement today with Brooklyn, just became official. I guess it was a little longer than I thought. It was about 2 hours ago now. Don't have much time to check the email during the ball game. As Pregent takes low, it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. But Mateo Gil rejoining Double-A Binghamton as Jose Peroza, the former Cyclone, placed on Binghamton's 7-day IL. So hopefully Mateo is safe trip further north as Pregent pops it up in the infield. Rivera called off by the first baseman Willems. Second baseman Josenberger nearly collides, but Willems makes the catch with two hands for the first out of the 10th inning. So one out for Kevin Villavicencio. 0-for-3 in this ball game. Last chance for him to extend his 5-game hitting streak. So here is Villa. And the first pitch from Rivera. Another high pop fly. Back behind the plate. Florentino onto the warning track. Fighting the sunshine makes the catch. And the Cyclones down to their final out on this Thursday afternoon. And Tylor McGill joining Binghamton, today on minor league rehab. He'll make the start for the Rumble Ponies tonight against Hartford. As Wilfredo Lara, the batter, trying to keep the game alive. Lara 0-for-4 in this ball game, a couple of strikeouts. Set the first pitch, and Villavicencio takes the breaking ball for strike one. Ryan Clifford waits on deck. Brooklyn been limited offensively today to just 3 hits. The 0-1 just below the knees with the breaking ball. And the count evens at one. We'll have our first firework Friday night of the season tomorrow. So be sure to come out 7 o'clock. Postgame fireworks after the game tomorrow. The 1-1 high and tight. Two balls and a strike now. Also be our Fri-Yay promotion. Special offer includes a game ticket and two beverages for just $22. Scan your ticket at checkout. Get either two beers, seltzers. Is this in the air? Center field should do it. Coming on, Prado makes the catch. And this ball game is over. Aberdeen scores six runs in the top of the 10th inning to turn a pitcher's duel into a rout. Your final score this afternoon in 10, the Aberdeen Ironbirds 7 and the Brooklyn Cyclones 1. We'll take a break when we come back. The recap report is next. Aberdeen's taking two of the first three in this series. Don't go anywhere. Our final thoughts after these words on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclones Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Well, tight game down into extra innings turned into a little bit of a rout based on what the final score shows as Aberdeen scores six in the top of the 10th inning. They defeat Brooklyn this afternoon 7-1. With the win, Aberdeen now 13-11 on the year. Brooklyn back at 500 at 12-12 with the loss alongside Johnny Adamowicz. I'm Justin Rock. Just a tough way for things to end up today for Brooklyn. Had chances in the latter stages of regulation to walk it off, but left the winning run at third in the ninth. And then Aberdeen erupting for six runs, tied for the most Brooklyn has given up in a single inning this year. And it's been weird. Both instances have been on bookends of games. The first time it happened was in the first inning against Asheville during the first homestand of the year, and the other six-run inning in the 10th inning, extra frames here today. So take you through the game that was here this afternoon, Jonah Tung against Moises Chasse, and it was a great pitcher's duel as we predicted. Aberdeen, though, able to get on the board first in the second inning. Jalen Vasquez reached, or rather, excuse me, Elio Prado reached to start the inning on a fly ball to right that Jeffrey De Los Santos just dropped. I don't know if he lost it in the fog or not, but Prado was at second base to start the top of the second inning after Jalen Vasquez walked. Douglas Hodo struck out, and then Randy Florentino singled to right. It was an unearned run against Tong, so his ERA stayed at zero. But Aberdeen had a 1-0 lead. Would remain that way all the way until the seventh inning, and Brooklyn took, or rather tied the game, didn't take the lead, in a rather, shall we say, uneventful form of fashion as Nick LaRusso led off the inning with a double over the third base bag and down the left field line, moved to third on a single to left by Junior Tillian, and then a ground ball back to the mound from Nolan McClain. The throw to first from Juan Nunez pulled the first baseman Retzbach off the bag. That allowed McClain to reach, and Brooklyn had the bases loaded with nobody out. But then Jeffrey De Los Santos struck out on four pitches, and with Christian Pregent at the plate, a balk was called on Nunez. That allowed LaRusso to score, and that tied the game at one. But Pregent would strike out. Kevin Villavicencio lined out to right, and the game remained tied at one. Brooklyn had a real good chance to walk it off in the bottom of the ninth. Nick LaRusso, a leadoff walk. Omar De Los Santos would steal second to set the new all-time franchise record for stolen bases in Cyclones history. Then after Junior Tillian popped up to short, De Los Santos stole third, but Nolan McClain struck out against Juan Nunez. Out went Nunez. Yaki Rivera came on to face Jeffrey De Los Santos. And in the eighth pitch of that at-bat, De Los Santos struck out to end the inning. So Brooklyn had plenty of chances with the winning run in scoring position in the bottom of the ninth inning, but could not deliver. And that is what helped open the door for Aberdeen in the top of the 10th inning. Joshua Cornelli came on. Douglas Hodo, the third, tried sacrificing the go-ahead run to third base, but was unable to on the first two tries, then struck out. And then Randy Florentino came up to the plate with a chance to give Aberdeen the lead. On the road for the two-week road trip of the season. The 0-2. Ground ball left side and threw into left field, a base hit. They're going to wave Vasquez around. Here comes De Los Santos' throw to the plate. The tag, and the ball is dropped by Pregent, and the runner is safe, and Pregent slams his mask on home plate because if he held on to that ball, Vasquez is out, and Aberdeen takes a 2-1 10th inning lead. Yeah, it was a great throw from Omar De Los Santos, but unfortunately Christian Pregent just couldn't quite squeeze it as Vasquez slid in feet first safely. And Aberdeen took a 2-1 lead. Been a bad couple of days for the Mets and their affiliates on plays at the plate in the ninth inning or later. But Creed Williams then followed with a single, and then Tavian Josenberger continued the hit parade. Trying to avoid another extra inning defeat today, the 2-0. And this line right field, that's going to bring in a run. Down in front of the right fielder, Jeffrey De Los Santos, a base hit. First to third goes Williams as that throw to third base late. An RBI single for Tavian Josenberger, his 10th RBI of the year. His 10th RBI of the year gave Aberdeen a 3-1 lead. But then Josenberger would steal second base, put runners at second and third, and then Carter Young delivered what really turned out to be the game-clinching blow. On at the plate here in the top of the 10th. The 2-2. Young opposite way again, and another base hit. This one's going to get behind De Los Santos and roll to the fence. Two runs are in. Young will stop at second with a two RBI double. A back-breaking opposite on at the plate here. Yeah, back-breaking opposite field. Two-bagger from Young gave Aberdeen a 5-1 lead in that instance. After Mac Horvath walked, Dios Murky Taveras came on, nearly got an inning-ending double play off the bat of Matthew Etzel, but ended up being a 3-6 fielder's choice. Etzel would steal second, and then two would score on an Elio Prado single to give Aberdeen a 7-1 lead. They would win by that final today. Winning pitcher, Yaki Rivera. He improves to 2-1, an inning and a third. No runs, no hits, no walks, a strikeout. Joshua Cornelli, the loss. He drops to 1-2. Both defeats for him have been, and both of Brooklyn's extra inning games this year, a third of an inning, six runs, five earned, four hits, a walk, and one strikeout. Final line score this afternoon, Aberdeen, seven runs, eight hits, three errors. They left seven. Brooklyn a run, three hits, an error. They left seven as well. Final time of game this afternoon, 2 hours and 42 minutes in front of our largest crowd on Coney Island so far this year, 4,239. And with a look around the out-of-town scoreboard, I know there isn't much scores to update folks on in the South Atlantic League here today, but I know there's a bunch going on right now in the Mets organization. So with that look, here's Johnny.
Yeah, nothing going on at all South Atlantic League-wise, Justin. This is the only day game. Everything else tonight, 6:30 or later. It begins with Winston-Salem and Greensboro at 6:30. Grasshoppers trying to continue their hot start to the season. They are at 14-8, tied for first in the North Division. The team they are tied with, Hudson Valley, they'll be getting underway 5 minutes later at 6:35 down in Delaware against the Wilmington Blue Rocks. And Riley Cornelio starting that game for Wilmington. Brooklyn, of course, saw him last week. Greenville and Asheville going toe-to-toe in North Carolina. That's a 6:35 first pitch. Bowling Green and Jersey Shore continue their series in Lakewood at 6:35. And then finally, Hickory and Rome at 7 o'clock from Georgia. Cyclones, of course, gearing up for a series with the Emperors next week. First time Brooklyn will take on the Rome minor league franchise with their new moniker, the Emperors. So that should be a heck of a lot of fun coming up next week. So one more time quickly, Winston-Salem and Greensboro, Hudson Valley and Wilmington, Greenville versus Asheville, Bowling Green and Jersey Shore, and then finally Hickory and Rome round out the slate tonight across the South Atlantic League. As far as the Mets organization is concerned, plenty of afternoon games, as Justin alluded to, including the big league club, and we might as well start right there. Mets and Cubs going toe-to-toe, wrapping up their four-game set at Citi Field, but right now it is a 5-2 lead for the Cubbies in the bottom of the sixth. Adrian Hauser's rough stretch continues. 5 innings, 4 runs, all of them earned. He also walked four. Christopher Morel hit his second homer of the series and his 5th of the season in that one. So we'll see if the Metsies have a rally in them down the home stretch, but it is 5-2 Chicago as things stand now. Day game for Syracuse today. They're up on Rochester 8-5 through 6 from upstate New York. And then everything else later on tonight. Binghamton had that doubleheader yesterday, but Tylor McGill making a rehab start tonight for the Ponies. They'll play the Yard Goats at 6:05 in Binghamton. And then Jupiter and St. Lucie continuing their series at 6:10 Eastern time. So Brooklyn back at it tomorrow, Justin. Friday night as we ring in half number 2 of this 6-game set and game 10 of 12 of this 2-week homestand.
Thank you, Johnny. Good to see you after
both
of us.
Yeah, I was going to say. How's you been? How was the game?
passing each other back and forth between the play-by-play and public address booth here today. A little bit of two-way players ourselves here on this Thursday afternoon. The Cyclones will try and return to the win column, even up this series at 2 apiece tomorrow night. Our first postgame fireworks show of the season, Friday, here at the ballpark. Gates open 6 o'clock. Johnny and I on the pregame show at 6:45. Brandon Sproat for Brooklyn, 1-0, a 1.23 ERA, one of the Mets' top 15 prospects. Zachary Fruit, the right-hander for Aberdeen, 0-1, a 3.86 ERA. Again, Gates at 6. Coverage starting at 6:45, 7 o'clock, first pitch right here from Maimonides Park. That'll do it for us on this Thursday afternoon for our entire ownership group, the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including Vice President Stephen Cohen, our General Manager Kevin Mahoney, Assistant General Manager Billy Harner, our entire crew in the control room, Ricky Viola, Jamal Clark, Chris Rogers, and the like. And as always, for my partner Johnny Gadamowicz, I'm Justin Rock saying so long and good afternoon from Brooklyn. Again, your final. Aberdeen beats the Cyclones in 10-7-1. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow night for the final evening game of this series. But until then, have a great rest of your Thursday. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. So long from Coney Island.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball.
For Christian Bridges.
No, not at all. It's also an ERA killer for Cornelius.
Yep.
Which stinks. But Tommy still hasn't allowed another run.
No, he has not. Oh, no. That explains why it went dead.
And we have a new stolen base king.